do our best. Remember, everyone, just don't be yourselves.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
You ever hear of Kevin and Bean?
Yeah.
You like them?
I think they're the bomb.
How could you know so many specific details? That is amazing.
Learn how Britney got her $1 million smile.
Oh, I had one retainer. It was really gross because it was one retainer. It was like a one. You know how you have the top retainer and the bottom? But it was one. And you put it in so you really couldn't talk. And it had a key and everything that you put in it to turn it to tighten it every night.
What are you talking about?
This is fun! I think it's going to work out!
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
And now...
our feature presentation.
So we don't have to hear that horn anymore.
Oh, is that what we killed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just the car with the horn.
Gotcha.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is a Thursday morning. I'd like to start off the show with a strange or odd story. I don't know if you saw this about the Chargers. They were playing the 49ers in a preseason game. And one of the waitresses in the upper sections apparently tripped. And you know, a lot of people have had this happen where whatever is in your hands at that point is gone.
Yes.
Well, this person had $1,000 in money that she had collected from, you know, the patrons there. She was selling, you know, whatever she was selling.
Oh, I gotcha. Right.
And she was right near the bar, which separated her from the lower sections. So what happened in effect is the lower sections were showered with cash.
No.
Can you imagine? And what happens in that case, I think, is the server is responsible for it, right?
Generally speaking, like if someone walks out on your, you know, you're serving a table
right,
and they run out before they pay the bill, it's your deal.
They have to pay for
yeah,
it. Right. So she loses $1,000 and not just in a wad, but all over the lower sections. But the people who were all around her started yelling at the people below, that's not free. We're not just starting to rain money here. And they were like, that's the server's money. Can everybody please? And they were yelling. And then the security went over there. And I'll be damned if she didn't get every penny back.
No way.
Yes.
All of it?
Yes. What? Not a dollar missing.
Where was this?
At Qualcomm Stadium in San Diego.
No. Wow, we would not have done that.
Well, that's my point is, what are the chances, you know, one person doesn't...
pockets a 20?
Find a 20 and just put it in the pocket and everybody
yeah,
comes, hey, money, money. Everybody's get the... And you go, yeah, I didn't...
That's unbelievable. People in San Diego are so good.
Not always, but in this particular case, that was unbelievable.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, right.
I'm disappointed. I'm not sure.
This can't be real. There has to be some a-hole that...
not in my America.
...that pocketed... well, I just, you know, you have to base it basically on what would I do in that situation.
Oh, all right.
And, you know, if everybody's giving it back...
yeah.
And they and you look around and it seems like everyone understands, all right, it's a mistake. This poor person's going to lose money and it was, you know, it's not her fault. And so maybe we should give it back. I don't know.
Oh, Kevin, you would give it back, wouldn't you?
Is it a 20 or is it a $1? Dollar I'd give
Let's
back.
Let's say it's a 20.
I'd have to think about it. I'd palm it. I'd palm the 20.
Yeah.
And then when everybody's giving it back, I'd look around. I'd go, can I live with myself? But then you go, hey, you know, chips, hot dog.
Right. It does buy something.
It buys something, yeah.
Yeah.
But then
at
you
the
start
park,
feeling bad because, well, everybody else is giving it back. How they're not better than I am, are they?
So is the question really, did anyone see me? That's probably one of the questions.
Probably. You have to take that into account.
Yeah. And are my kids here? Of course you'd give it back.
Right, of course.
Right.
But if they're not.
If no one saw you.
If no one saw you.
No,
but that's
one
what
knew.
You have to figure out. You have
right,
to figure out, if somebody saw you, now you pocketed it, everybody else who gave it back is going to point at you and you're
right,
going
right,
to be the a-hole.
No, you got to give it back
so you can't
if they
that,
saw you.
But you look around, you do a quick scan of the crowd and you say, I wonder if anyone saw that 20.
Land and then on, you think, she's going to get most of it back?
Yeah.
There's
and
a
how,
good chance the stadium isn't even going to charge her. Because,
and how lucky is she that she's even going to get most
yeah,
of it back?
Yeah, exactly.
She's probably going to be thrilled to get $980.
I bet she is.
Out of $1,000.
And I'm a little thirsty.
And I need a beer. So I'm going to put that together with another 20 and buy a beer.
Exactly.
I don't know. I was shocked.
Yeah, then you go to the damn them for charging these prices. Yeah. I deserve this money.
I was shocked by the fact that she got it all back.
Yeah, that's really
I mean, once it starts raining bills, you know, most of the time, you're not going to get all that back no matter what.
It's a riot. What are you kidding?
Yeah, exactly. People are fighting over each other, but
I had to fight first.
I think the people above were yelling enough that the people below realized, okay, all right, everyone knows what happened,
right,
and they see us. That probably had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
But
and we don't want to be the a-holes in the lower section.
Right. So they
the second rent.
So they gave all of the money back.
Well,
how about that?
That is
That's that waitress's
that
day.
That happened, yeah.
So I think I would have given it back, having said that.
Oh, okay.
But I wouldn't have. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? It is Thursday morning. We're going to talk to Olivia Munn.
Okay. I saw the preview for this movie.
I did too, yes.
And, you know, I actually really love Sarah Jessica Parker.
So yeah, I know.
It looks good.
That's the problem is I like Olivia Munn, mm-hmm. and then you put her with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Now you're on the fence.
Like one positive, one negative. What do you do?
What do you
do? It depends if the movie looks good enough. However, Sarah Jessica Parker, for me personally, has really been on the bad side for a long time because of Sex and the City. My wife loves that show.
Right. Me too.
So I haven't seen her in anything really since that.
Yeah.
And that was 10 years of negative.
She's right actually done a couple of smaller movies that were really good. I'm sure you didn't see them, but she's a good actress.
Did she do Secretariat? Did she do that one?
No,
what was the horse movie?
Do that one.
The horse movie.
No,
if I can think of another horse movie, that'd be funnier. Olivia Munn on the program today. We also have you bought too much stuff from the TV. Every time we bring something up, it seems like Ralph has it.
It's weird.
It is
He's
weird.
He has a compulsion.
He's obsessed with that stuff.
Yeah.
And he brought home the Eggie, which is his latest obsession. And his wife was not necessarily as thrilled as Ralph would have liked.
Well,
about
the
Eggie.
We did find out that Ralph doesn't actually, he's not the one who actually would use these products.
Right.
He brings them home for his wife to use,
for the most part. Genuinely thinks she'll be excited and he'll help her.
I guess so.
But she saw it and she's like, why would you,
I don't need that.
So they probably have a drawer, you know, the drawer.
Yeah.
Where all that stuff goes. And I think we're going to talk to her today as well.
Oh, good.
But,
I would like her perspective.
What I learned about this is that those stupid commercials are so effective. Like, you don't have a problem, you know, with hard-boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then they convince you that you stay up all night peeling them, which you don't. But they convince you you do, and you need this, and this is going to be so much easier and so much faster.
They are unbelievable.
So when I come across one of those, I move on quick. Because
mm-hmm.
I know they're stronger than me. You know, if I watch them long enough, I'm getting out my credit card.
Yep.
And I don't need it. It's all crap. He gave one to Beer Mug for his birthday yesterday. Beer Mug was excited.
Because he got two for one.
And Beer Mug loves hard-boiled
yes.
eggs. So he was all excited. He showed it to me. I'm like, that's just plastic. It's just a piece of plastic. It's crap. But Mugs will use it. You know who's not going to use it? Ralph.
Yeah.
But you bought stuff off TV. It's just, it's too hard to not do it sometimes. We have Dr. Drew on the program, as we usually do on Thursdays. I don't know if you watch his HLN show, but two nights ago, he did have the fattest woman in the world. And
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I brought in some highlights.
Okay, good.
She has, and this is one of the weirdest things I've ever seen, because we've all seen big fat people, right? Their face is usually pretty fat, not as fat, but then shoulders down is huge, and then legs are big.
Right.
This woman is just, she's overweight face, overweight shoulders, chest area, stomach starts to get fat, and then it's almost all fupa and legs. It's the weirdest.
So most of her fat is concentrated below her waist?
Yeah, or at her waist or below. And I've never seen anything like this before. And Dr. Drew says, why don't you walk from here over to the couch, and makes her walk so we can just see.
That's mean.
What kind of trouble
Why would he do that?
I don't know, but I found it funny. We have Jason Mayhem Miller on the program today. He's going to be one of the coaches of The Ultimate Fighter. Very excited about that.
He's awesome.
He's always great.
Yeah, so much energy.
There's been a lot of smack talk already between he and the other coach, Michael Bisping. So
I can imagine.
Can't wait for that. We have a brand new internet roundup. We are going to talk about Dr. Phil and his interview with the parents of Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
What do I do about the fact that I may have lost the ticket that Beer Mug got for a listener for the Denver Broncos to win the Super Bowl?
Wait, today is Thursday.
Yeah.
He gave that to you on Monday?
Yeah.
Haven't found it yet?
No.
You still think there's a chance you're going to find it?
Well, we wouldn't have this conversation if I did. Problem is, I lost mine, too. Mine was on Arizona to win the Super Bowl. Now, I understand that neither of our teams are going to win the Super Bowl. I do get that.
Probably.
But I made the same bet, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, whenever Arizona went to the Super Bowl, and they didn't win it, but it was that close.
Yeah.
So if I lost the ticket that I got for her, do I have to cover the win if they win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yes, you do.
So I don't want that to happen.
Plus, she brought you a cake. That's
the deal. And
she
brought me a cake. That made it so much worse.
Yeah.
And it was good. Did I mention Internet Roundup? I don't remember.
Yes.
We have a brand new Internet Roundup and a brand new Internet Roundup.
Okay.
So that's all coming up. We'll take a break and come back with a Showbiz Beat. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here for a first look at the Showbiz Beat for a Thursday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Remember yesterday I told you that Michaela Salahi, you may remember her as the White House crasher. She and her husband, Tariq Salahi, crashed that party at the White House, made them semi-famous. Then she went on to Real Housewives of Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Yep.
And then was famously thrown off of Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew because they discovered she wasn't addicted to anything other than being on television.
Except for fame.
Yeah. So yesterday, her husband, Tariq Salahi, contacts TMZ and says, "My wife has been kidnapped." Apparently, she said, "I'm going to get my hair done," he claimed, and then never went to the appointment. Okay. Then she called home to say, "Oh, I'm going to my mother's," but then the mom said she hadn't seen or spoken to the daughter. So Tariq says she has been abducted and the abductors are making her make phone calls saying that she's okay, but in reality she's been kidnapped.
Because she called her husband and said she's fine?
But she wasn't. Everywhere she was supposed to be, she didn't show up. So he calls the sheriff's department in Warren County where they live, and they said she had already called them. And said,
what?
She's fine. She's just working out some family issues. And he said, but that's not the case. We don't have any family issues. And the numbers that she's calling from, it's from some Oregon area code. And I don't recognize the number. And she's been kidnapped. And no one's taking me seriously. Well, it turns out late yesterday, Michaela was in Memphis, Tennessee, where she had hooked up with Journey guitarist Neil Schon. She has apparently been banging this guitarist for the band Journey for some time, and the husband didn't know that his wife was seeing the Journey guitarist behind his back.
Oh, it just gets better and better.
And a rep for the band confirms it, saying nobody kidnapped her, but Michaela and Neil Schon are in Memphis together where they were playing a concert with Foreigner. So the good news is your wife's fine, sir. The bad news is she's banging a guy from a band from the 70s.
Wow. Who could have predicted that
and
ending?
And just walked out on you.
Yeah.
So that's what she's doing. She's a groupie now for Journey. While he's sitting at home calling TMZ and the sheriff's office.
Because they're hotter than ever?
Oh, how can you? If you're a woman, how can you turn down the sex appeal of the band Journey?
But how do you decide in 2011 Journey's the band you're going to be crazy about?
I have no idea.
And they got that stupid little Filipino lead singer. It's not even the same lead singer.
And she's not even banging him. She's banging the old guitarist. Don't stop believing, Tariq, that your wife has been kidnapped.
That's the best story ever.
Yeah. Although, you haven't heard this story.
All right.
Lindsay Lohan. In the news again this week, National Enquirer has a story where she showed up at the supermarket, started loading up on chips and cookies and ice cream and other staples for her day. I don't know if you've seen her lately, but she seems to be packing on the pounds.
Oh, really?
She has not denied herself food.
No.
And she's been one of those that we've criticized as being way too thin.
Yeah.
Well, that's her sister's job now. And we've seen Allie Lohan's pictures or not, but
she got tall really fast.
That's all. She got tall fast. And stopped eating, in parentheses.
But is there no happy medium between skeletal and the new Lindsay?
Not in the Lohan family, apparently. But Lindsay loaded up on ice cream and cookies and other stuff, had about 20 different things, got into the 15 items or less line. Good thing she wasn't in front of Bean, because he would have gone off on her. One shopper apparently did point out that she was over the limit, and Lindsay wheels around and told her to mind her own effing business.
You've got a weight problem, and you know it.
Then things got worse. Lindsay had no money when she got to the checkout. She got to the front of the line.
What?
Had no money. No credit cards, no cash.
What did she think was going to happen?
You're Lindsay. Please take our food. Enjoy.
And here's a necklace.
That's right. But the attendant gave her a lecture, told her she had to put everything back. Lindsay stormed off. And
Wait, Lindsay was mad?
Yes,
because they wouldn't
give
her the free food?
Yes. And to make matters even worse, Lindsay lost one of her blonde extensions on the way out the door. So. Bad day for the Lilo.
Oh, man.
Here's some chocolate, Fatso.
While we're talking about talentless starlets in Hollywood, Jessica Simpson, they say, is morphing into Bridezilla.
Oh, I can imagine.
She's getting married to this Eric Johnson, this former football player. And you know what a baby, what a bitch she was on that Newlywed show she had with
Nick.
Nick
Lachey. Lachey.
Weren't they married?
Nick Lachey.
Oh, Lachey.
Yeah.
So she's been so stressed out over the upcoming marriage that she's been snapping and biting his head off, and she can't decide on what perfume to wear. Friends say that's been a real problem for her. Yeah. The stress is taking its toll on her face. They say she's been breaking out horribly, eating more than usual, and is going through quite the hard time. So she's going to be quite the lovely bride.
Yeah, I was going to say, he needs to recognize the warning signs and pull the chute on that one.
All he recognizes
is
the dollar signs. He doesn't care about the warning signs.
Wow. That's going to be a terrible life for him for those 2 months they're married.
Yeah.
And Christina Hendricks is just the best. I don't know if you saw those photos that were out this week.
Yes.
She's something else.
Yeah.
She's better for even more reasons than that. She's got a soft spot for kids. She has been the ambassador for the Make-A-Wish Foundation for some time. And she is putting her money where her mouth is. She is taking one of the Make-A-Wish Foundation kids as her date to the Emmy Awards this Sunday.
That's
the
very
luckiest terminal kid in the world
right there.
I'll tell you.
I don't think she's offering him the whole platter.
I think she's offering him everything. She's offering him a melon plate after the awards, if you know what I'm saying. Little something to cleanse his palate. If I don't know, it might be worth it.
Might be worth it
to go for
a
night with Christina
trade-off.
Hendricks. It might be. Look, if you got to go with a smile on your face. You know what
I guess so.
It'd be great if she like makes the kid a man right after the Emmys.
How old is he?
He goes back to school. He's like, yeah, I'm dying. So what? Look at me. Look what I scored. You didn't.
There's
pictures, kids. Yeah, make a video. Today's celebrity birthdays. I do not believe Dave gave me the list. Here it is. Tommy Lee Jones, 65 years old today. His good buddy Oliver Stone celebrates his 65th birthday as well. Dan Marino, former NFL quarterback for the Dolphins. Chip loves him. Chip loves Dan Marino. He's 50 years old today. Dina Lohan, we were just talking about the Lohan clan recently.
And yeah.
The mother of all mothers is 49 years old today. Actor Tom Hardy can be currently seen in Warrior. He is 33 years old.
Go see that movie.
Okay, easy.
It's great.
Easy, Turbo. Heidi Montag is 25 years old today, and actress Chelsea Kane celebrates her 22nd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 8 minutes after 6. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to tell you about Dr. Phil's interview with Casey Anthony's parents. Coming up in a minute, we have got a brand new internet roundup and Jason Mayhem Miller an hour from now. First, we have a little issue.
No issue.
It was a little issue.
Pretty clean cut.
Tiny issue.
Could not be more clear to me.
Muggs was going to Las Vegas. So I says to Muggs, here's $40. Put it on the Arizona Cardinals to win the Super Bowl. Dumb bet. I know. Long odds, though. So you make it every year for your team. I'm from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes my $40 and I grill him on, you need to go right to the sports book. Don't start drinking. Don't gamble my money away. Go to the sports book before you even check in and put my money on the Arizona Cardinals.
Right. Because your fear is that Mug would be irresponsible with
Correct.
Such a bet and not be able to properly handle such a bet.
He would take my money and then he would find himself at the tables and then he would be out and he would come back without the tickets.
And see? I was in the studio that day and he would not stop browbeating him about it.
You
all
berated
morning.
Him endlessly about this.
Then I would say, you have 40 bucks in your pocket now, Muggs. What do you do first? just questioning him.
Yeah.
So
basically what I give you directions for like Weenie Roast or Koozie Christmas. Kevin, this is when you have to be there.
Yeah.
All right, so Muggs goes. And meanwhile, I'm sitting at my computer and a listener writes and says, hey, you know what? I'm a Denver Broncos fan. Would you mind putting $20 on the Broncos as well to win the Super Bowl? Both sucker bets, by the way. But big odds.
Mm-hmm.
So I give Muggs $20 of my money to front her.
Right.
He goes to Vegas. He gets me a ticket for the Arizona Cardinals and her a ticket for the Denver Broncos.
It's very cool.
Very nice of you to do, yeah. And we're all still concerned that Mug doesn't have the maturity to handle such a bet and to bring that ticket back.
But he
to
did.
To keep it safe.
He did.
But he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he gave it to me.
Right.
And that's
it turns out that our concern may have been misplaced.
That's where things went south. So my organizational system is not...
Existent?
It's not great.
Correct.
I put all important pieces of paper, sometimes little slips of paper and stuff, mm-hmm. I put them all in my left front pocket.
Yeah.
That's my system.
He's
let me explain, for those of you who have never seen it, Kevin's front pocket looks like the pocket of Dennis the Menace, the cartoon character, because he'll pull it out and it's like, oh, it's a $100 bill and there's a piece of twine and I've got an... Oh, look, a yo-yo. Oh, there's a frog. Oh, harmonica. And it just keeps coming out. And it could be his driver's license. It could be hundreds of dollars. It could be a penny. It could be anything.
Sometimes it's a magazine page I ripped out.
Sure.
Like a program I want to get or
it's
something.
It's just garbage.
Well, like
it's
guy,
all important.
You're like that guy from Memento. You, like, keep things around you so you know what you're supposed to do or where you go.
Yeah, except that guy was a genius.
That's all my important stuff. But then it starts to work its way into, like, a baseball size mess.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you gotta say, hey, this is ridiculous. I need to go through this stuff.
Right.
There's the thought.
Right. So I take it out of my pocket, and I put it somewhere
uh-huh.
to go through later.
Right.
Now, these two tickets...
The same place where your key card is mm-hmm. to get you in the building and your driver's license and everything else you've lost over the years?
Not usually.
Uh-huh.
This time, I have no idea where I put it.
Oh, sweet.
I can't figure it out. Okay. So then, the Denver Broncos fan says, hey... Can I come in and pick up the ticket? And I'll give you the $20 and I'm baking a cake. And I said,
as a thank
sure.
you to you, she baked you a cake.
Yes. Yeah. I said, sure, come on down anytime. Here's the address. No problem. Then I wrote her an email after the Monday night game, after Denver lost. I was like, are you sure you still want the ticket?
Oh, now you're melting
yeah,
off.
Yeah, now I'm melting mm-hmm. off. And then she shows up. Was it yesterday?
Day before
yesterday. With her cake, yeah.
I've beautiful, never seen you cake. So scared.
With a cake. And Alex says, hey, there's a, you know, the person in the lobby with a cake that wants her ticket for the Denver Broncos. So I reach into my left front pocket, and there's nothing there. So now I go, I don't have her ticket.
Mm-hmm.
She came all the way down here.
Yeah, you told me you misplaced her ticket.
I did.
Yeah.
You froze. You had that moment like,
yeah.
But the good news is you misplaced it, so you knew it was at home, so you found it since. You got it after the fact.
Well, technically?
Sorry. Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yeah.
What?
Technically, I couldn't find it yesterday.
Oh, I see.
But this happens to me all the time. 4 or 5 days later, it turns up, you know.
No, I don't know, because you lost your key card and you can never find it again.
Sometimes I find it.
And we have to give you a new one.
Sometimes I find it.
Years later. Hey, I found that one I lost before.
Maybe it's years later.
Yeah.
But in this particular case, I have till... What, February 1st or whatever?
Yeah,
February, yeah.
I have a long time to find this ticket.
Have mm-hmm. you checked the number one place where all things go to die? Kevin's backseat. Kevin's backseat party.
Yeah, you usually throw a lot of stuff in your backseat.
Everything's in your car.
I did tear my car apart.
Not in there.
Not in there.
All right.
So I didn't tear the house apart yet, but I tore my car apart.
Mm-hmm.
So she brought the cake, and I felt so bad. I walked out there. I was like, you know, what if... I lost your ticket, and like I just was so defeated. I felt like such a loser because I, you know, I promised her I'd do this favor, and now she made a cake, and she's handing me a cake.
Yeah.
What a loser. I just, sometimes I don't mind being me. I don't care. Stuff rolls off my back. Now, mm-hmm. now I'm just an a-hole. So she hands me the cake, and I go, hey, I'm not positive I... know where your ticket is.
What a racket.
And so
she's thinking immediately, this douchebag did not put any money on
this
dolphin.
I did. Totally. Right, Muggs, you brought it back.
But this is what listeners
she's
thinking.
Yeah.
She's like, this radio Yahoo has blown me off, is what happened. And I bought him a cake, and I've got nothing in return.
So she gave me the cake,
mm-hmm.
and this is where I wasn't thinking straight, the $20. So before I had fronted her the $20, now she's paying me back.
Right.
But I was so upset by the fact that I was such a loser that I took the 20 and didn't think anything about it.
Oh, my God.
Have.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I shouldn't have, right? I should have denied
you
the 20.
Her yes. money
yes.
and her
no,
cake?
No, you should have denied the money because either way, that you agreed. The bet was made when you agreed via email that you were going to do that for her.
But it's way worse when I take her 20. Right now, she's
yes!
paid for it.
Because she has no proof that you actually made the bet.
And I didn't think at the time, don't take the 20. Because
oh
I just
God.
Wanted to get out of there because she was so sweet and nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a loser.
Right.
So the question is, what were the odds?
60-1.
60-1. 60
so
times
60 times 20 is $120, right?
No,
$1,200. $1,200. Now,
yes.
the question to you is, if I can't find it, do I have to pay that?
It's not even a question.
Are you kidding?
It's not even a question.
Yeah.
Of course. I have to pay her $1,200?
Of course
yes.
you're on the hook. You accepted her bet. You said you were going to place the bet. The bet was placed.
You're
even
her
more
bookie.
Importantly.
Yeah, exactly. She's going to break my knees.
Well, it's your stupid tax, too. It's just kind of what you have to pay
yeah, you
for
give
being
her
you.
$12,000.
That's
what you should give her.
She should get that
I don't
and
have
some
to pay
interest.
A stupid tax. I'll find it.
No, you won't.
I'll find
there's
it.
No, there's no,
uh-huh.
I would like to place some money on whether you find the ticket or not.
I
I'd like to make
to
a side
that
bet.
Action. Yes.
I also told her, and this did not help at all. If it helps at all, I lost my Arizona ticket, too. That didn't help at all.
Like,
no,
cares.
She doesn't care about your bet.
It's not just like I lost hers because I didn't care.
You walked away with her cake and her
I did.
Cash.
I did.
She drove here in
yeah.
the morning on her way to work.
And
you
what
know,
did
so
she go
easy.
Back with?
Nothing.
Nothing.
And what does she have now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
So if the Denver Broncos win, and let's be honest, they're not going to.
Oh, God, I'll be pulling for another
Me
season.
Too.
First football season ever, I'll be pulling for another team other than the Philadelphia Eagles.
First time I'm going to root for the Broncos.
I have to pay her $1,200?
Yes.
American cash.
Without a doubt.
American?
Not even, a question about it.
Really?
Yep.
You're absolutely obligated.
I need a file.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We got a brand new internet roundup coming up. We also have Jason Mayhem Miller just after the top of the hour. Love that guy. He's going to be the coach on the new season of Ultimate Fighter. So can't wait to talk to him about that. First, let's talk about Dr. Phil, who I couldn't hate more. He's just one of those guys that just, under the guise of telling the truth, berates people.
Yes, with his homespun wisdom.
Oh, his homespun wisdom drives me crazy. Well, he's, I don't know if you remember the case of Casey Anthony. This was on HLN every day for 4 months. He killed his, Casey Anthony, everyone believes after watching the trial, killed her daughter. But she says her daughter was with the babysitter for 30 days, never called 911. It was an ugly, ugly trial. And Dr. Phil got the first interview with her parents.
All new Dr. Phil.
Not one of you guys are doing a thing to find my granddaughter.
Casey Anthony's story captivated the nation.
We found a human skull.
Her young daughter's body was found a mile from her home.
You don't include the possibility that she used that shovel to dig a hole in the ground in the woods to bury her dead baby.
Cindy and George Anthony.
Are you saying she went psychotic and lost contact with reality? There are millions of people in America right now that want to shake you awake.
They want to shake you awake. So we thought we'd talk to Dr. Phil. He's splitting it up into, I don't know, 3 days. Yesterday, the day before, Monday, I think. Dr. Phil, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
I couldn't be better. 3 episodes of the Anthony family. I tell you, it's fascinating stuff.
Uh-huh. How much did you pay to get this interview?
Nothing.
Please.
They paid me.
Please.
They paid me $27.99 to be on the show.
That's not true at all.
It's not.
No.
Okay. No.
Now, you talk to the parents. You're breaking it up into 3 days. What'd you get from them?
Well, listen, if you've got a wombat that won't get a pedicure, you have to polish those nails yourself.
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
When you're walking down the street and you see a dollar in the gutter, you better hope the street cleaner doesn't come along and knock you on your ass.
Right. Is that something that you discussed with the parents of Casey Anthony?
Sure, absolutely.
You did? Did they know what you meant?
Of course.
Okay.
It's just homespun wisdom.
Right, but it doesn't make any sense.
If the rooster's in the corn pen, you better hope that the fritters are already made.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
I hadn't thought of that.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I'm down with you on that one.
Okay, then.
Oh, I don't understand.
Then
it
you
at
understand.
All. Right, yes, of course.
I told the Anthony family, look, people want to shake you awake.
Right. I heard that part.
Yeah. Because, let's face it, if you're changing a light bulb and your ladder is only on two legs, then you better not walk under it, especially if you got a blanket.
That's like a mixture of four other sayings. I don't even understand that.
Exactly. That's what I told them.
Right. Did they understand that?
I said, if your window's dirty and you're cleaning with newspaper, right, you better hope it's not the want ads.
I don't understand you.
If the puppy keeps coming onto the porch and you've got yourself a bowl of cat food, well then, you better get some water, too.
Now, is that for me, or did you say that to them?
I said that to them.
Okay.
And I think they understood it. I think it made a difference.
It didn't make a difference.
Yeah.
Were you able to get a confession out of them? Let's be honest. That's what everybody wants, is to find out that Casey really did it.
Well, I don't know how much the parents actually know about what Casey did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So I had to put it to them this way.
Okay.
When you have a lot of lima beans, but you only have 7 people coming to dinner, well, then I guess applesauce is out of the question, isn't it?
Wait, applesauce is made out of lima beans?
No, that's my point. That's how I put it to them.
But they can't possibly have understood that.
Of course they did. I said, if the tractor's going down the dirt road and you lose a tire, then how many stalks of corn are you going to get at the end of the day?
What was their answer to that?
None.
So they knew what you meant and
absolutely
answered none.
Absolutely. I think we got to the bottom of it. I think that says it all.
Okay. I'm still not clear what happened. But
listen, if you tie your kite to a weather vane and there's no storm,
uh-huh,
well, then that's just lost twine, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now I get it. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up, we have Jason Mayhem Miller talking about The Ultimate Fighter. We also have Dr. Drew on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to talk to him about his show 2 nights ago where he had the fattest woman in the world.
Yeah.
And a hoarder that had, 20 cats and 6 dogs, and her kids had to move out.
Oh, dear God.
I don't know what's happening with his HLN show, but I'm in favor of it. I like the direction it's going. And Olivia Munn is also coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, right now, it's time for the Internet Roundup.
Yeah! Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Go to KevinandBean.com. You can see all of these videos in one place. We have many up. Some of them we don't have audio for. One of them is a streaker at the Montana Grizzlies football game. And this is funny because no security tries to stop him. He runs around naked for a while, and then he just loses interest and walks off. And the other is the hang gliding puke. This dude is hang gliding with an instructor underneath him.
Yeah.
Throws up 4 times in 1 minute. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen, but no audio. So those you have to go to see.
Oh, God.
The first one that we're going to feature here is Sad But Superstitious. This is Wax Audio, who does mashups.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Sad But True by Metallica and Superstitious by Stevie Wonder, which, of course, is the song that we use underneath our Afro break.
Very superstitious. Writings on the wall.
It's really done well, and the video is included. It goes back and forth from Metallica to Stevie Wonder.
It sounds great.
It's really, really amazing. Beer mug at the Captain America premiere. Beer mug was not really prepared for a World War II vet. Now, here's what I know about Beer Mug. Nicest guy in the world, would never insult this guy on purpose. Just didn't know what to say to him, and here's that.
So, Mr. Zamperini, tell me what it was like being imprisoned during World War II.
To get 3 rice balls a day, and that did, and they're subject to beatings almost on a daily basis.
That is amazing.
Okay, so everybody, they were writing, they were all mad. He got a bunch of emails going, you're so disrespectful. He didn't have any idea he was going to talk to him. He didn't know what to say.
No.
For God's sakes, he was so confused. But that is amazing. I don't think is anyone's response to you got beat every day and you got 3 rice bowls. So this video is on the internet.
Come tell me what it's like being imprisoned during World War II.
You get 3 rice bowls a day and that's it. And they're suffering of beatings almost on a daily basis.
That is amazing, sir. Well, I really, and may God bless you.
You could actually take, I think it's called text to video.
Text to movie.
Text to movie, yeah. And you can actually fill out exactly what words were there, and then it'll make it into a little cartoon.
It's awesome.
It's very funny. And poor Muggs, man. He had no idea what was going on. The reality TV freakout is from a VH1 show called Tons of Cash, A Lot of Cash.
Oh, I don't know.
Cash Bucket.
Okay.
I don't watch it. But this dude, apparently part of his deal is that he makes animal noises. I don't know why, But he's voted off, and he does this. And then he hits himself in the chest and falls over like he's dead.
Oh, dear God.
Why? I don't know. I don't watch that show, but now I sort of want to because that guy was on it.
Wow.
Who knew? We talked about the new Star Wars that's on the new, I guess they're releasing it on Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
And George Lucas has decided that the second one wasn't good enough. He needed to add no to yes. Darth Vader when he throws the Emperor over.
Yes.
And this fan took that no and re-added it into a bunch of other classic movies.
Oh.
Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
No! I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
No!
It's really funny. There's probably 20 movies.
That's
and
very
somehow,
creative.
And it follows the mouth as well, you know? The mouth is making a no, like, it looks like he's saying no. Very well done. You need to see that. The Bang Van Blowout with Nick Swardson. I don't know your interest in porn. But this is a whole series of porn, which is you get picked up by a van, you're supposedly a random guy,
mm-hmm.
and there's two girls waiting for you, and then things happen in the van, and it's all filmed. And it doesn't quite go that well for Nick Swardson.
Totally about to get banged.
The only ride where two horny girls give one unsuspecting dude the ride of his life while we drive around in public. Tell me how...
I got three trauma victims here, heavy bleeding, trying to bang on the stretcher.
Oh, my God.
It hurts. So he gets in an accident. He gets in an accident at the worst time, and then he gets picked up by a cab, and then he gets in an accident. And then he gets picked up by a rickshaw, and then he gets in an accident. And then they get picked up by the EMTs, and then he's still trying to make it happen on the gurney. Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 1 trailer.
Yeah,
it's
I
out.
Know.
People are freaking.
The fetus is incompatible with your body. It's too strong and fast-growing.
It's crushing you from the inside out.
Your heart will give out before you can deliver. You did this.
I can't see Bella's future anymore.
Yeah, and then somehow the vampire, what's his name?
God, now I'm blanking. Stop it.
He bites her
Team
stomach.
Team Edward.
Yeah, and,
yeah.
And gives her a cesarean. I don't know.
Yeah.
But people are crazy about this. And we played the same woman last time. It's a big fat girl. And she's responding. She videotapes herself. Responding while she watches the trailer.
You've given me no choice.
No, she's not giving you a choice, you head. Because she's not going to kill the baby so that you can just feel all happy about knocking her up. Because then she's probably going to die anyway. The baby's growing inside now, and it turns out the only way you can kill it is to get it born, and that's going to kill her anyway. So stop your whinging and your bitching and your whining and your moaning and get on with it, okay? Just turn her into a vampire.
Exactly. That's how I felt when I read the book.
She cries and screams and yells, and she's so into it. And God forbid, she must be getting beat up every day, don't you think? We're doing the internet roundup. You can go to kevinandbean.com if you want to see any of these videos. I would highly recommend it. If you can't do it now, do it at work. Mother's embarrassing dance. She's got an iPod on. She doesn't know they're videotaping. She's dancing.
Oh, that's bad.
She pulls down her sweatpants, and bad things are happening.
No. I believe in miracles.
You have a poop stain. You just put that on camera.
So she pulls down her pants, and she has some.
Shh. We get it.
We don't have to hear. She had a mishap.
No.
She had a bathroom mishap.
Great. Now we all get to see it. That's great.
Here's the cutest little girl in the world. She must be 2, maybe 3, mm-hmm. and she's trying to figure out the difference between men and women.
Mommy doesn't have any penises.
No, she doesn't.
But Grandma has a pajana.
Grandma does have a pajana.
Pagina.
That's true. Grandma has a pajana. I've seen it.
That's so cute.
And finally, we're putting up the video from the reporter fail that Ralph brought in either yesterday or the day before,
mm-hmm.
where the guy just is so lost. And who could understand this better than me, making the mistakes that I've made? But I don't know that I've ever made one this long.
Oh.
Ralph only insists that it's because I don't talk for that long.
Yeah, this guy's impressive.
This guy is unbelievable. He's a reporter in Canada, and from word one until the end of it, it makes zero sense. And it just makes me so happy to know that there's somebody out there. I claim worse than me, Ralph thinks he's just in my league.
Yeah.
But I think this guy's worse than I am, and you can see this video.
Now, Defense Minister McCain McLeod did confirm today that more than 54 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 600 100 deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend that how the NOLAN remerges RN while the university or the UN mission as whole received support from all batteries in the hues of the gardens of today. Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
How great is that?
What the hell happened?
I don't know, but I'm so happy it wasn't me. I'm so excited that it was somebody else.
My God.
And I can tell you from experience, he knows he's melting. At least I do.
And he couldn't stop it.
Yeah, like I hear the music for a moment with. I hear you guys mocking. Right. There's nothing you can do. And realizing that you're melting down makes it much worse because you can't be calm enough to catch it. But we need to hear that one more time. And then you can go to kevinandbean.com to see the video.
Now, Defense Minister McCain McLeod did confirm today that more than 54 18 fighter jets are spending about as much as 20 and ready to assist the 600 100 deployed over the amount needed. Now, it did depend that how the NOLAN remerges RN while the university or the UN mission as whole received support from all batteries in the hues of the gardens of today. Excuse me. I'll hand it back to you.
Oh, I love that at the end. He just gives up. Excuse me. Look, I'm sorry. Back to you. Just take it away. KevinandBean.com. Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean. Internet Roundup.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:53. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up just after the top of the hour, Jason Mayhem Miller. Awesome. Can't wait. New season of Ultimate Fighter. He's one of the coaches against Michael Bisping. Dr. Drew coming up and Olivia Munn coming up as well. Keep listening. It's time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat right now.
Mayhem's the guy in all those insurance commercials, right? I'm Mayhem. I'll drop a branch on your car. I'm Mayhem. I'm the sexy jogger walking down the street. Nope. Oh, you saw me. Oh, I'm Mayhem. No, you're on a motorcycle.
That's generic Mayhem. This is a person. We've had him in.
I'm confused.
Jason Mayhem Miller.
Before I get to celebrity news, I do want to give away some more passes to the advanced screening of Moneyball. Everybody's talking about this movie. Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill. The story of the Oakland A's. How general manager Billy Bean changed the nature of the game by putting together a baseball club based on a budget and computer-generated analysis as opposed to the old-fashioned scouting method, and was wildly successful in doing so. So if you'd like to go, we're having a special advanced screening on Wednesday, September the 21st. First two callers right now at 1-800-520-1067. First two callers to get through, we get a pair of passes. And if you don't win, keep in mind that the movie's in theaters everywhere Friday, September the 23rd, so you can check it out then.
But if you do win, you can spoil the ending. They don't win the World Series.
Yeah,
you can
be great.
It to all your friends.
Scream it out, and the people who are lined up outside the theater on Fridays, you can go by and say, also, I want to talk about Saturday night, Hollywood Babylon. Saturday night. Saturday night. Don't confuse people. You do this every time.
What did I say?
I'm telling you not to say anything.
I said Saturday.
Saturday
Lisa,
night.
What'd you say?
I thought it was Friday.
This Saturday night at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater up at City Walk. Kevin Smith's out of town, so I'm having a special super duper guest co-host this week.
Did you throw in special and super duper just because it's a guest or because they're that good?
Because they're that good.
Okay.
It's comedian Brad Williams, who,
fantastic.
You don't know,
love
I can
him.
Safely say, is the funniest dwarf comedian I know.
He's awesome.
He is awesome. And he has been very kind and accepted my invitation to come and co-host this week. And I'm expecting a particularly filthy, disturbing show because Brad is a twisted gentleman. It should be fun.
We have a song for your podcast. Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to hear it.
It's Friday.
No,
Friday.
Not.
It's Saturday.
It's Saturday at 10 p.m.
Sorry.
Go to thelovitz.com to buy your tickets, but come and see me, Brad, me and Brad Williams. I'm looking forward to
trying to help.
It's Friday,
not Saturday.
Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Saturday. More compromising photos.
Sorry.
not playing Jeopardy.
Okay.
More compromising photos from a celebrity cell phone have been hacked. This is becoming a downright trend.
Is it bad that I'm happy about that? Does that make me a bad guy?
Well, you may not be as happy about this particular instance as you were with the Scarlett Johansson photos.
Okay.
In this particular case, it was Mila Kunis's phone that was hacked. The photos that were hacked off of her cell phone are three very compromising pictures of Justin Timberlake.
Oh.
Not of her?
No.
At all?
No.
Oh.
Three photos are Justin lying shirtless in a bed. Another pic where Justin Timberlake is wearing Mila Kunis's pink panties over his head. And a third one just of a penis that we are assuming is Justin's but cannot be identified because there is no face in the photo. It's just a junk shot.
That's funny.
Now, the theory is that Justin sent these to Mila.
Not interested.
So apparently something's going on there between those two. Hmm. But how sad to hack into Mila Kunis's phone and all you get is pictures of Justin's timber.
That's not what you want.
That's not what you want at all.
When are celebrities going to learn that sending nude photos, and by the way, I hope they don't learn, but this does seem to happen to a lot of celebrities. And maybe, don't you think they'd watch TV?
Someone would tell them, hey... By this point, this is not a new phenomenon.
Right.
This is fairly commonplace.
I hope they don't learn, but they sure should.
I only want to see the one with Justin with the panties on his head. That's the only one I want to see. That sounds funny. Jay-Z has a secret son.
Oh.
Everyone thought Jay-Z was about to become a father for the first time when his wife Beyonce announced she was pregnant. But it turns out, if you believe a man in Trinidad, he's already got a 9-year-old son with a Trinidadian model named Chanel Scott.
Girl, holla!
Apparently, the dad of the model says to Star Magazine, Jay-Z is the father of the child. They did DNA tests, and Jay-Z has been supporting Chanel and the boy financially for the past 9 years.
And he's speaking up because...
That's what I'm curious to know. Why would...
Blackmail attempt.
This man say, well, if he's already given him the money.
Yeah.
He's been supporting the mother of the child and the child for 9 years now, so he's obviously been keeping up with his payments.
Well, I can't imagine why then.
I can't either. Unless maybe this guy's got his nose out of joint, or maybe the daughter does, that all of this attention's being given to Beyonce and the fact that she's pregnant and Jay-Z's going to be a father, and she's like...
Could still be blackmail in that they want more. I mean, Jay-Z has, you would think, endless money, right?
Yeah. Chanel... This is a second, this is a secondhand source, says that Jay-Z gave her $1 million to not talk about the baby. This friend says, my understanding is he has been paying her child support. Chanel took the money and bought herself a really nice house in Trinidad that the whole family lives in now. So this source, for one, cannot understand why anyone would come forward and talk about it.
Huh.
Now, keep in mind, it is the father talking, not the right. mother of the child, so... Maybe there's something there, but Jay-Z has another baby.
Huh.
How about that? Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Tommy Lee Jones is 65 years old today, as is his buddy Oliver Stone, movie director, also 65. You know Tommy Lee Jones and Al Gore were college roommates?
That's weird.
Isn't that an odd match?
Really?
And what are the odds two college roommates would go on to such high profile careers?
And by college roommates, you mean...
They roomed together in college.
Oh, okay.
What did you think I meant?
Just checking.
Dina Loewen, the daughter, the mother of the messed up Loewen family. She's 49 years old today. Actor Tom Hardy is 33. Heidi Montag is 25. Beautiful actress Chelsea Kane celebrates her 22nd birthday. Legend of the NFL quarterback Dan Marino is 50 years old today. And our own personal war hero... Dan Foster.
Oh, yeah.
Who, of course,
Lieutenant Dan.
Who is the... No, he wasn't from Forrest Gump. Oh. Dan Foster is the boyfriend of our own Chip here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is a war hero, a recipient of the Silver Star and the Purple Heart. He is 23 years old today. His name is Dan Foster. Dan Marino's birthday also today.
Uh-huh.
Dan was named after Dan Marino.
Is that right?
How about that? And Chip loves the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, but
it's all coming full circle now.
she did before she met Dan.
I know. Isn't that
odd? We need
to
talk to her about that.
Well, how odd that a woman
that
who loves the Miami Dolphins would end up with a man who was named after Dan Marino of the Miami Dolphins.
Maybe that was her category. Like, that's what she insisted.
That was
if you're
her
named
checklist
after Dan Marino.
For finding a fella,
right.
He had to be named Dan. Anyway, we want to wish him a happy birthday. He is 23 years old today. I'm getting him teeth. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm going to get him some teeth.
I think that's lovely.
The government isn't stepping up.
No, they are not, and he sure could use them.
Yeah.
That's all I know. He's a good-looking fella.
Yep.
Until he smiles, then you're like, whoa, what the hell? Get this man some soup. That's all I'm saying. Give him a shake. I'm saying give him a smoothie.
Right, I got it.
His particular injury cost him some teeth.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
And
he gave his teeth so that we could enjoy our freedoms, people.
And the ETA on the government making
that
happen?
I'm saying the government hasn't really stepped up.
Okay.
So maybe we can embarrass them publicly into getting dude some teeth. I don't know what the fella's got to do to get some teeth around here.
No kidding.
Yeah. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
MMA fighter Jason Mayhem Miller.
Because I will whip his ass and make him look bad doing it.
Mayhem is the ultimate competitor. He's strong, he's driven, and he's ready for victory.
I ain't no bitch.
Have you talked to his camp?
What do you mean? I don't talk to those guys. They don't even speak English. They speak mumbling gibberish.
I'm Jason Mayhem Miller. Welcome to Mayhem Saving Emporium. That's right. I got savings everywhere. Jackets, boots, shoes, this ugly thing.
I'm finished filming Bully Beatdown Season 3. I've been doing commentary for HDNet. I'm keeping busy and I'm keeping training. I bought a new house. I got a rock garden that's being put in. Like, I'm really working on my rocks. And my gator hot dog, he's been, you know, scouring the backyard. And I like to wash his poop now. Man, my upper lip is sweating. That's how fired up I'm getting. All right, let me calm down a little bit. Nah, I don't want to calm down.
The Mayhem Monkeys rejoice.
There are guys who act like they're crazy so that they can get some exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are guys who are crazy. And I believe Jason Mayhem Miller is in the second group. Hey, Jason.
They stuck a microphone in my face. Can you believe it, Kevin?
How you doing, man?
AdamAwesome.com/sweet.
I can't believe you're going to be a coach this year on The Ultimate Fighter. That's going to be fantastic.
You and me both, man. I'm so excited about this, man. Wednesday. Wait, let me plug it before
go
I
ahead.
Forget. We're going to start, like, laughing. I know what's going to happen. We're going to start all acting wacky, and then all of a sudden I don't remember to say, Wednesday, 9 p.m., Spike TV.
Exactly. Wednesday, yeah. 9 p.m., Spike TV. Now, a lot of people have heard about the FX thing and how they're moving over to Fox. This is the last season on Spike, but it is on Spike, so don't miss it. Jason, are you worried at all, or were you worried at all about being a fighter and then being a coach? It's not the same thing.
Yeah, I know. It's completely different. I've seen a lot of, like my buddy Rampage is a terrible coach, great fighter, terrible coach. And I think he'll admit that. But at the same time, like, man, I know that I'm a good coach. I've coached a lot of guys. Mark Munoz, I helped coach him for his last fight. I've been coaching guys for quite a while because, you know, when you're a broke fighter, that pays the bills is coaching guys. You know, and I actually, I develop my own coaching style through years of working with great coaches. So I got lucky in that respect, and I think it was really going to come across good on The Ultimate Fighter. I feel like I put in a lot of effort with some young, up-and-coming, and really talented fighters.
Now, Michael Bisping has been a coach before, and you guys have been doing a lot of smack-talking about each other.
We can't help it. Look, we don't like each other. Sometimes you just don't like someone.
I was going to say that, you know, you can never tell. Sometimes that kind of talk is just to sell the season.
Mm-hmm.
But with Mayhem, I believe it. I believe he doesn't like him.
You know what? I wish that it was all made up. It would make my butthole on pucker right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just get ridiculous. Like, I just, I don't know. Last night, one of my managers was talking about, how's it going to go with the Michael Bisping fight? And I'm like, nah, why are you talking about this? It's late. And then I just spent all night imagining smashing his face.
Is that the hardest part of MMA is waiting for the fight? Once you know you're going to fight?
Our fight is until December 3rd, and I'm already, like, all thinking about it and getting excited. Like, come on, I got to calm down. I got a lot of work to do before that, and we got a lot of Ultimate Fighter to watch up until that point.
All right, Ultimate Fighter. I know you have to run, and we don't have much time. I apologize for that. But next Wednesday, September 21st, 9 p.m. on Spike, you can see one of our favorites, Jason Mayhem Miller. He's going to be coaching one team, and it's going to be the lighter guys, right?
Yeah, it's lighter guys, bantamweights, featherweights, which I really was kind of worried about because, you know, maybe the fights will go to go to decision. Oh, my goodness, they did not.
Did not go to decision. Fantastic.
Man, they were just, they were working to finish the whole time, bashing faces.
Well, this is one of my favorite shows, and you're one of my favorite MMA guys, so I'm really excited about this. Jason Mayhem Miller, thanks for joining us.
Man, thank you.
I know you got to run next time you're in town. Come in and hang out.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, man.
All right, bro.
Ultimate Fighter, Wednesday, September 21st at 9 on Spike. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Drew. He has a disturbing new trend. He talked to the fattest woman in the world two nights ago, and she fat. And she did it on purpose.
She did?
She tried to become the Guinness World Record holder for fat women. Why? Because she said she couldn't get anyone to pay attention to her and help her. I don't know if I buy that.
Wow.
But Dr. Drew had her on, so we're going to talk to him about that. Plus, we have Olivia Munn coming up.
All right.
Thank you. Chip is in the studio with us. She's our phone op now. She started as an intern.
Yeah.
And that did not deter her. I'm not exactly sure why, because it's not a glamorous good job. But she wanted to stick around. And we found out yesterday that she is a Miami Dolphins fan.
Yeah.
So I always say, oh, so you're from Florida?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
If the answer is no, then you have to find out what it is. Was it a college player that you followed that went there?
Nope. Maybe,
not that. So then we start going, well, what other reasons could you have to pick a team? Was it an NFL player that you loved?
Nope.
Okay. So then she told us that when she was younger, she saw Ace Ventura Pet Detective, which I saw as well.
Best movie ever when you're 6 years old.
When you're six, it's funny. That's when Jim Carrey's faces weren't annoying yet.
Yeah, and he talked out of his butt.
He talked out of his
gold.
Butt. That was gold. And this is a little bit from Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Ace, come here. Ladies and gentlemen, my esteemed colleague, Mr. Marino, has just brought some new evidence to my attention. Now, if the lieutenant is indeed a woman, as she claims to be, then my friend... she is suffering from the worst case of hemorrhoids I have ever seen! That's why Roger Podactor is dead! He found Captain Winky!
And then they all started throwing up. Now, the team featured there was the Miami Dolphins. And somebody stole the dolphin mascot, and Ace Ventura was trying to get it back. And you saw that movie at what age?
Six, which is a good time to see it.
I agree.
That movie.
It's a great movie when you're six. But it was then that you cemented your love of the Miami Dolphins? Did you start, like... sort of following them, or
yeah, like the rest.
Well, that's
of my...
the only team you cared about because
yeah, and the rest of my family is from Wisconsin, so they're Packers fans, and I would
wow, it's heresy.
Well, then, yeah, I know
that's heresy. How are you not a Packers fan?
I was born here. Everyone else in my family was born in Wisconsin, and growing up, I just didn't really have a connection
not
with
the
Packers
mom?
At all. No, same mom.
Okay, just checking.
I mean, but. I just never felt a connection with the Packers, and I
but watch- your whole family are Packers fans.
And they're watching them.
If there's going to be a connection,
in
isn't
the house that...
that
you're in,
right?
That's how
yeah,
that happens.
I know.
That's not you're the black sheep of the family.
Yeah.
Did they tear their shirts and say, "I have no more daughter"?
Pretty much.
So you're a Miami fan,
yes.
And then you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. That conversation that happened with him while he was in the war.
So I met Dan when he was on leave from Iraq, and when he was back in Iraq, we would talk, you know, online all the time, and it came up, you know, trying to get to know each other, you know, interests and stuff, and sports came up, and, you know, yeah, I like football, and he's like, oh, cool, what team do you like? And I'm like, Miami.
It certainly hasn't been a team to be proud of lately.
Not of late.
So you don't go, Miami Dolphins, you go,
yeah, because the same response you get every time is, really?
Yeah.
And that's what he said. And I'm like, yeah, I know. He's like, no, I'm a Dolphins fan too.
What?
Yeah.
What are the chances?
He's a Miami Dolphin. Did he just say that because he wanted to get in your pants? Be honest.
Or maybe a little bit.
Probably.
But, you know, his dad is a huge Miami fan. And like Ralph was saying earlier.
Interesting how that works. When someone's dad is a fan of the team, then you become a fan of the team.
I don't get this connection.
Didn't work in your family, however.
No. And Dan was born the same day as Dan Marino's birthday, so his dad named him Dan as well.
Oh, so he's named after Dan Marino.
Yep.
What are the chances that you saw Ace Ventura Pet Detective and decided you were going to be a Dolphins fan?
Yeah.
And your boyfriend, which you hadn't met yet at six, I hope.
No.
Was named after Dan Marino.
Yep.
That's unbelievable.
It's astronomical.
What are the chances against that?
You can never break up with him. You know that.
Yeah, and we're like the only three Dolphins fans in Orange County, so.
I'm not surprised.
Maybe the country.
Maybe the country.
Yeah.
Well, that is just, I mean, a movie really is just barely above you pick the team because of the colors.
It may as well be.
It might as well be. Because it was a Jim Carrey movie, for God's sake. All right. Well, you're not embarrassed by that? You're not embarrassed to say that out loud?
Nope.
All right. Go Miami. First, though, I don't know if you've seen this, but there is the world's first psychologist hotline has been launched. Mm. Now, the problem with psychologists is the good ones, you call them and you're in some kind of crisis. You call them and you go, hey, I need an appointment. And they go, all right, 2 weeks from Monday. And you go, that's it? 2 weeks from Monday? This is a 24/7. You call the number. You get a therapist.
Excellent.
How about that? On your schedule, lunchtime, whenever it is. And it's real. So we figured we'd give it a call.
Okay.
Just dial the number here. Oops.
Hello, and thank you for calling Call for Therapy. Is there someone in your workplace or household that needs help? Is there a problem that they're having struggle with? Well, here at Call for Therapy, we'll be able to solve your problem in just a few short punches of your keypad.
I thought these were pre-recorded.
They usually are. But in this particular case, you were supposed to set up that Beer Mug has problems with stress at work and thought maybe that the Call for Therapy hotline would help him.
Beer Mug has problems with stress at work. And when there's a lot of stress put on him, he freezes.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. He just can't move. And Ralph said that we need to make him an inaction figure. So that's the problem we're calling the psychology hotline for.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That setup helps so much more.
All right.
If you have problems with depression, press 1 now.
No.
If you have problems with anxiety or panic, press 2 now. If you have problems with stress and pressure, press 3 now.
Okay.
You press 3. You're under stress. Is the stress at 1, school, 2, home, or 3, work?
Work.
Yeah. Work. Okay, work.
Is the source of this pressure coming from 1, coworkers, 2, subordinates, 3, your higher-ups?
Well, it's higher-up, right? Isn't it?
An answer.
Coworkers.
See what happens? You see what I mean?
He froze.
Do you see what I mean?
I do. You said coworkers. Does the stress cause you to, 1, engage in excessive eating, 2, engage in excessive drinking, 3, engage in a lack of sleep?
I think all of the above. Is there a button for that?
No.
Wow, this really is specialized. Right. Oh, let's just push it in.
You picked something. Now in 30 seconds, could you briefly describe how these situations make you feel?
They probably make me feel...
Wait for the tone.
Oh. They make me feel... I get down on myself when that happens.
Mm-hmm, I see.
Because I know I can do a better job. I can perform quicker and
I see.
Somewhat intelligent.
Time's up.
Oh.
Just wait a few seconds, and we'll diagnose your situation and remain...
Maybe this should be pre-recorded.
And recommend the best course of action.
Right. Okay.
Okay, fat ass, here's what you do. First, hit the blonde guy with a giant head right in the back of the head when he's least expected.
How dare you?
Awesome.
Let's face it, he's a douchebag. He can barely do his own job. He can't tell you how to do his.
How dare you?
And that weirdo DJ who lives on the island,
yeah.
Who's a pervert, who's the creep, who probably has dead bodies hired in his backyard.
Yeah. Right.
Just ignore him.
Yeah. How do you know all this?
Everybody else does.
We didn't give you all this information.
As for the traffic broad,
yeah.
Ask her to give it up to you once in a while.
Yeah.
Sure would take the edge off. She would just take you in the bathroom and take care of business. Know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
And if the guy does the showbiz beat, just leave him alone. He's pretty cool.
Really? You like that guy.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
Call for therapy.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. If you missed any part of the show, by the way, you can go to iTunes and get the Kevin and Bean podcast.
Yeah, go hear that last segment.
Oh, the last segment was great.
That was awesome. Pretty spectacular.
I think we solved all of Beer Mug's problems. Wow. It is 9 minutes till 8.
How do we solve all your problems?
I don't think you can do that with one phone call.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately. Dr. Drew, after the top of the hour, right now it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Victor writes in, I just heard the last segment, and I was wondering when the Blu-ray release of Limited, the movie starring Kevin Ryder, will be
out. Come on!
I've been waiting to get it for a while now since I didn't have a chance to see it in the theater. Can you please play the trailer on the radio again when you get a chance? For those of you who didn't see it, Limited was a film starring Kevin Ryder that was a spin-off of the movie Limitless with Bradley Cooper, about a guy who takes a pill and it allows him to use his entire brain instead of a small portion of it like most of us do, and he's able to accomplish great things. That was Limitless. Then there was another production company that made their version called Limited, and that starred our own Kevin Ryder. So this is the movie that Victor is talking about here. I don't know when the Blu-ray release has been set, but as soon as it comes out on Blu-ray, I'm sure we'll be giving away copies. Anyway, here's the trailer.
Scientists say we only use 10% of our brains.
Now, I forgot what I was going to ask.
But what if you could take a pill?
That was the grouping of the most meaningless words I've ever heard in my life. That was more words that meant less.
And use even less. Kevin Ryder stars in Limited.
Is that, so he doesn't, are you a regular duck fan? Will you watch all the time him?
What if you could take a pill and never be burdened by having to use your brain again?
Now, he's not going to want to spend much time with all those other boys in their room come pretty here a couple years.
If ignorance is bliss, he's the happiest man in the world.
The sum of the parts is greater than all of the sum of the, well, you know.
Kevin Ryder is Limited.
We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man group. These guys, they paint their faces red.
Kevin Ryder in Limited, coming to theaters near you.
Can I ask you a question that you can't answer? Answer, answer, answer.
How dare you?
Yeah, we're all looking forward to that release. We'll be getting that on Blu-ray.
No one really saw it, so it might not come out.
Here is some showbiz news that many of our listeners, I'm sure, will find interesting. Nirvana's Nevermind is celebrating its 20th anniversary, and a super deluxe 5-disc box set comes out on next Tuesday. Universal Music has set up a special website to commemorate the landmark album. You can go to nevermind20.com if you want to see more details or even leave comments about the album and what it means to you. But there's a lot of cool stuff on the site, including stories of how Nevermind was made and photos and videos and things that have never been seen before. So if you're a Nirvana fan, you want to check out nevermind20.com. That's the website. And then maybe you'll pick up the 5-disc box set on Tuesday.
I tweeted yesterday, there's a remix of Europe, Final Countdown, and Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Like a mashup?
Yes, that's brilliantly done by
really?
Wax Audio, yeah, and they put the video with it. It's fantastic. Go to YouTube and search for that. It's great.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Katy Perry is releasing a 6th single from her Teenage Dream album. The One That Got Away is the song that is being released this week. Here's the story. If it goes to number one, Katy will be the all-time champ in the history of music to have 6 number one singles from the same album. No one has ever done that before. Not the Beatles, not Michael Jackson, no one. If this song goes to number one, she will be the best-selling performer of all time off of one album if she has another number one single off her album.
Boobs.
And she's got those, too.
That's impressive. No one's ever done that.
No one's ever done have 6 number one singles off the same album.
Surprises me.
Well, most albums come out, let's be honest. They come out, you like 2 or 3 songs on it, maybe.
Right.
And the rest are filler, but
she knows how to write a hook.
She does.
Sure. Well, we're talking about boobs.
Boobs.
Scarlett Johansson, of course, made news this week when photos of her were hacked via her cell phone and released on the internet.
Giant size cans.
She does have some nice boobs, by the way. Yeah, yeah. I just wish she was a better photographer. It's kind of blurry. That boob picture is kind of blurry. The booty picture's good, though. That's nice and sharp.
That is a good one.
Another celebrity now has had her cell phone hacked, and photos that she had on there have been released to the media, or at least are being threatened to be released. Someone called Hollywood Leaks is supposed to be the prime suspect in this case. He allegedly hacked into Mila Kunis's cell phone and found 3 what are being called compromising pictures that he sent an email to Perez Hilton saying, I've got these. Do you want them? You want to buy them? I can send you some samples if you're interested.
Why would have sent them to Perez Hilton?
Well, it turns out that even though it was Mila Kunis's cell phone, the photos are of Justin Timberlake.
Aha.
Mm-hmm. What was going on between those two?
Only?
Only, yeah.
Remember they were on the MTV Awards and he came out and grabbed her boobs?
I sure do, yeah. Apparently that wasn't all he was grabbing.
That's correct.
There was something going on there because these allegedly were photos that Justin sent Mila on her phone. Three photos, one of Justin lying shirtless in the bed. Oh, I bet he looks all seductive. Oh, hi, Mila. How you doing? Look at me. I'm Justin Timberlake. Look at my small pecs.
If you're Justin Timberlake, you need to do that?
I guess so.
Don't you automatically win?
Another is a picture of Justin wearing Mila Kunis's pink panties over his head.
Now, see, that's funny. Sweet. Girls like funny.
He's got access to her panties, apparently.
Sweet.
By the way, if you want to email Lisa with pictures of yourself with panties over her head, apparently that's the kind of thing that works for her.
Yes.
So I'll give you the heads up. And the third picture is one of a penis. Now, they cannot definitively prove that it's Justin's penis because there is no photo of a face in it. There's no face in the photo.
Right.
Maybe someone could identify it, someone close to Justin. But it is apparently just a penis.
Is it impressive?
No word yet on the status of the penis, Kevin. As soon as I get that update, I'll pass it right along to you.
I thought maybe you'd seen him.
I'll let you know how impressive the penis is.
All right.
Yesterday, I mentioned that Michaela Salahi of Real Housewives of Washington, D.C. had been kidnapped. At least that's what her husband, Tariq Salahi, thought. He told TMZ.com she was being held against her will and being forced by her abductors to make phone calls, saying that she was fine, but she's not fine. She's in danger, and no one will believe him. He called the Warren County Sheriff's Department and said, "My wife's been abducted." They said, "We've already spoken to your wife. She told us that she's dealing with family issues. She said she was going to get her hair done." Then she called her husband saying, "Oh, I'm going to my mom's." He called the mom. She hadn't spoken to the daughter. And Tariq said the cell phone number that came up was with an Oregon area code. No number that he recognized. And so he knew that she was abducted, being held against her will, and being forced to make these phone calls. That was until late yesterday, when it turned out she was actually in Memphis, Tennessee, with her new boyfriend, Journey guitarist Neil Schon.
Oops.
Tariq apparently didn't know that his wife was seeing the guitarist for Journey behind his back, and looks like she has left him and is now spending time with him in Memphis, Tennessee, while they're on tour with Foreigner. How low rent.
Yeah.
If you leave your husband to go run away to follow Journey on tour. Don't Stop Believing, I think it was 1978 when that song was a hit.
This is not 1978.
Holy crap. So he is a little embarrassed now because he's running around looking for his missing wife, and it turns out she was banging an aging guitarist in Memphis, Tennessee.
Is that the part that's the most
time.
Embarrassing?
I think it is.
Yes, the guy's
if she
gotta
runs
be 70.
Off and she's with Justin Timberlake or George Clooney or whatever, you're like, well, yeah, I can't compete with that. It's the guitarist from Journey, for God's sakes.
That guy. What would he need him for?
Well, apparently he's got something that Tariq can't offer.
That's a bad way to find out you broke up.
That's pathetic. And then you're calling everybody saying, "Oh, my wife's been kidnapped," running around, and it turns out she's just banging a classic rock guitarist. It's tragic. Congratulations to the Fonz. While we're talking about the 70s, the Fonz.
Hey.
Yeah. Henry Winkler, the Fonz.
What about him?
He is receiving an OBE from Queen Elizabeth this week, an Order of the British Empire. It's one of the highest awards a civilian can get in England.
What is she giving it to him for? I like him. He's great in everything.
Being cool.
Right.
For being able to start a jukebox by punching it.
Is it Henry Winkler or is it the Fonz?
It's Henry Winkler.
Okay.
He apparently has done a bunch of work for people with dyslexia, both here in the States and in the UK. And in order to honor his service in England working with people who suffer from dyslexia, the Queen is giving him an OBE.
And that's going to do what for him?
He will get a free pint. Free pint in any pub he walks into.
But only once.
Oh, just once. Right immediately after the ceremony, you get the free pint. That's it. Now, apparently, they only give the OBE if you're like a foreigner. That's the highest award you can get.
Oh, I see.
Because they can't knight him or anything because he's not a Brit. But
if you're going to make an exception, it would be for Henry.
For the Fonz, yeah. Absolutely. What are you going to do?
Or that guitarist from Journey.
Right, Neil Schon. Today's celebrity birthdays, Tommy Lee Jones is 65 years old today. Director Oliver Stone is 65. Coach Pete Carroll from the Seattle Seahawks, formerly of USC fame, he's 59 years old today. Those Seahawks, they sure look like a juggernaut, don't they?
They are on fire.
Yeah. While we're talking about football, former NFL star legend Dan Marino of the Miami Dolphins is 50 years old today. A gentleman wrote me, I think at the email here someplace. Yeah, Mark Holmes, one of our listeners. He is a diehard Dolphins fan. Heard you guys talking to Chip.
About how she picked the Dolphins?
Yes.
Yeah.
He says he is Dan Marino all the time in my house. My daughters are only 11 and 8, but they've been so brainwashed that when they heard Ralph say that it was his birthday today, they looked at me and said, can we get a cake? I only put one ornament on my Christmas tree every year. It's a Dan Marino ornament. I still have the two Dan Marino posters on my wall that I had up in my dorm room in college.
Dude, you're a loser.
His name is sacred in our house.
He hasn't played in 10 years.
I just want Chip and her boyfriend Dan to know from another a Dolphin fan in the OC that they are in good company.
Loser.
He ends the email with, I just wish my name was Dan. It would be so awesome.
Oh, those poor girls.
Oh, they're a mess.
That's why they're eating cake.
And look, they do get cake on Dan Marino's birthday.
They're miserable. Let's drown our sorrows in cake.
That's a plus. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have Olivia Munn coming up, by the way.
Yes.
So if you're not excited about Dr. Drew, stick around for Olivia Munn.
Okay.
We have Dr. Drew on the phone. Hi, Dr. Drew.
Hi, Kevin. In fact, Olivia will be on Loveline tonight, too.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Now, of course, you do Loveline. Your show starts on Monday?
Yes, Life Changer starts Monday on the CW.
And that's where you surprise people with surgeries?
Well, we don't surprise them. It's 3 o'clock Monday at CW. Let's just say that. Please, I need the K-Rock listener and all your listeners,
okay,
Kevin Bean, to help me out with this, because it's actually a cool show where we do intervene on people. Like, a 13-year-old who's going blind, we actually restored her eyesight. And we're actually going to probably be working with the woman that I think you're fascinated by, Kevin, whom I interviewed on HLN, and producer Alex was telling me you've developed a special affinity for her.
The new direction that your HLN show is going.
No, that was just one show. That was one show.
I hope it's not one show. I hope it's every single night.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's Dr. Drew talking about the 800-pound woman and the other people he's featuring on his show from two nights ago.
Can't she stop eating? Plus, hoarding. Is it a sickness or something worse? One woman had 30 pets. The other is dumpster diving for junk, her junk, and risking your life for fun. Jumping off buildings and sky yacking? I don't know what that is, but we're going to find out. So let's get started.
Come on. I like it.
Okay.
No more news. We're going with medical oddities.
Yes.
Well, it's a slow news day, Kevin. Be fair now. Come on.
So he finds this fattest chick in the world. She's in the Guinness World Record book.
Yes, she is.
And tell us what I've never seen a fat woman like this before, because shoulders okay, chest area okay, even butt starts to get big, but really I think 600 pounds is in her legs. I've never seen anything like that.
Really?
Yes, at least that's true. And I just, Kevin, starting away there just reminded me of the movie Limited. But
how
anyway,
dare you?
but I guess it's had its effects. That's one. It's interesting. And if you watch carefully the show, I brought in a metabolic specialist who made the point that the distribution of her fat, which is in her sort of buttock and leg, and to some extent there's a pannus in front, but it's not what we're accustomed to. It's morely distributed in a sort of a pear-like shape. Lo and behold, that has a lesser metabolic impact on the body than having, say, the big, for central obesity that we're sort of accustomed to thinking about.
So it's okay that her legs weigh 300 pounds each.
They do weigh, and it's, Kevin, you're not kidding. In fact, she has to rub cornstarch all over her body to prevent their breaking down in the creases between her legs and her knees and her feet and her calves, this sort of thing. And the producer that went up there said there's a layer of cornstarch all over her house. You can't breathe when you go in there. But you know, this poor woman, here's the crazy thing, is though she was a spry 550 pounds and decided she needed to put on a couple hundred more so she could make the Guinness Book of World Records, so she would get noticed, so somebody would intervene and give her some surgeries and help her. And that's what we're going to hopefully do with her over at Life Changers.
Question number one.
Yeah.
You bought that?
Yeah.
Nobody gains 300 pounds.
She gained 300. She gained about 150, something like that. And listen, she's so metabolic. This is one thing the endocrinologist was saying, is that she is so metabolically conservative. In other words, she actually doesn't eat until late in the afternoon, and her body just hangs on to every ounce. I mean, she'd be the last one off the island if we were all starving out there.
Sure. Yeah. Although everyone would eat her and they'd have food for life. Now, Dr. Drew, here, let me give you a tip, because I deal with crazy people all the time, and I love it. You didn't really delve into her poor son that has to help her shower much.
I tried. He wasn't exactly what you call good TV.
You needed to press that. What horrible life that must be.
Well, Kevin, we're making fun of it, but that is absolutely true.
I know!
This kid has become, and you're putting the nice blush on it of imagining him bathing his mom, which is thank you for providing that image for all of us. But the fact is, this poor kid has to dedicate his whole life to caretaking. And yeah, that's a horrible situation. And the mom talks about it, although when I discussed it with her on television, she wasn't very forthcoming about it.
Yeah. Here's a clip from the show where she's talking about her relationship with food.
I absolutely love food. I weighed about 220 in seventh grade. It's almost the only thing I've ever known.
Pauline is a citizen of Fat Nation. According to the Centers for Disease Control, about one-third of all adults in the U.S. are obese. Also, some footage of you going to the couch. Let's watch.
Now, this is Dance Monkey Dance. I like this because you're going, all right, fat person, walk.
And let's really check out your fat.
Let's all check it out.
See it all.
And then she walks to the couch.
They didn't put those sound effects in there, did they?
I did.
Thank you. Okay.
I wish, right. If HLN was on it, they would have.
Because I was getting ready to go punch a producer. So
you told her to walk over to the couch, and we're going to watch.
No, the idea is, listen, we're the degree of disability that she was suffering from this awful
you
way.
You should have just had her do jumping jacks.
And you know what? She's going to need a lot of different surgeries and some very careful metabolic sort of manipulations to lose this weight. It's quite a deal.
I want you to stay on this path, Dr. Drew. I'm telling you, I loved it. I don't normally watch your show because it's about news and crap. But this new angle of...
All right, I'm going to do it, Kevin. Just
medical
for you.
Oddities well, and stuff like that.
And by the way, my sort of philosophy behind the show is I'm trying to get to really what makes people do what they do. And,
right.
And so we went to the hoarding direction, too, and got some of the hoarders from some of those hoarder shows.
That woman had 29 cats and 6 dogs.
Yeah, but as usual, I yell at the TV when I watch that hoarding show.
Yeah.
Because hoarding is a symptom. It's not a diagnosis. And even if you handle the hoarding, these people are still usually have very serious psychiatric problems. And so they bring in one of her hoarders, and I go, oh, I knew immediately this is a drug addict who was a street person and is now there. Somebody's holding her in a house, and her house is basically her shopping basket. And first thing I asked was, how long were you on the street? She came right out with it. Of course, that never comes out on the TV shows. None of the psychotic processes come out. I mean, these are very sick people, of which hoarding is a symptom. And
her kids moved out of the house, and they were young.
Did you see the house?
Seriously? Yes, and I would have too. 29 cats.
Oh, that's a different. That lady was a drug addict too, and she was interesting. She says she couldn't perceive any of what was going on and there was cat poo everywhere and cat pee everywhere. Cats were peeing on the stove.
Oh my God!
It was disgusting.
Yeah, it was something.
Great TV though.
And then he asked, "Make you happy, Kevin? I really did that for you."
And then he asked the woman with the 29 cats to walk across the room. Stepped on a cat every step.
Kevin, you would make a great television producer if you thought about after radio, maybe just kind of moving over that direction.
I'm saying, Dr. Drew, you've struck gold. Don't walk away from it.
As much grief as you're giving me, I actually am really, and I can not often say this about particularly talk shows that I participate in, both the HLN show and the Life Changer show, I'm actually really happy and I dare say proud of. So please do watch them. They in spite of Kevin's glee,
don't change a thing. Hey, I'm praising you. I'm saying this is awesome.
Where's Bean when I need
it? Dr. Drew is on weeknights at 9 Eastern and Pacific on HLN, and Life Changers is the one that starts on KTLA in Los Angeles on the CW at 3 o'clock and 3:30.
Okay.
Yes, two shows.
On Monday.
Monday. So
get a chance to see Dr. Drew on a TV show. When do you get that?
Never.
Thank you, Dr. Drew.
All right, guys.
Bye. Bye now. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Yesterday we had a big conversation with Ralph, who gave Beer Mug a birthday gift, which is the Eggy.
Yeah. Because you buy one, you get one free. They throw in a second set for nothing.
Right.
Just shipping and handling.
So you're saying you didn't spend any money on his gift?
No, I'm saying...
Same with me.
I'm saying I gave him something that's going to change his life. It's going to revolutionize the way he cooks hard-boiled eggs.
Change his life.
Look, you give a man a fish, you feed him for one day.
Right.
Teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime.
Ralph is a guy who comes in, and every single time we see one of these commercials, he has it.
Or I'm in the process of getting it. It's awesome. And they are spectacular, miraculous innovations, Kevin. It's science changing the way we live.
Right. And that's what you think when you purchase.
It's always the case.
And then it gets put away. Well, nope. let's talk to somebody who knows, which would be Ralph's wife, Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Kevin. How are
you? I'm so excited to talk to you. You have no idea.
Honey, how happy were you when I gave you the Eggies the other day?
Honey, I was stunned.
See?
Stunned.
No, wait. Stunned good, stunned bad.
Stunned as in, I don't know if I have room in my kitchen for another infomercial kitchen device.
Another device.
I was stunned because Ralph handed me the Eggies and said, babe, this is magical.
It's going to save you so much time peeling those hard-boiled eggs.
And are you up all night and are you sweating peeling hard-boiled eggs? Is that a problem?
It's not a problem. I make hard-boiled eggs twice a year, Thanksgiving and Christmas, usually.
This is going to save you like
Easter. Easter too, three
times. The thing is, Kevin, we'll never know because each Eggie came in four pieces and Ralph couldn't figure out how to put it together.
You may lose a little time in the front end of the egg-making process with the Eggie. I have noticed that.
Yeah. When it comes to eggs, hard-boiled means hard work. Messy shells, broken whites.
And you can't put the Eggie together.
No, that's not the case. I'm sure I will master it in no time
flat. All right, so that's not put together.
Yeah, and so, babe, are you going to master the Eggie like you also have mastered the Jack LaLanne juicer?
Best juicer ever. The Grady, awesome.
Wait a minute.
Do you use your juicer?
I used to.
Okay, so it doesn't use
it anymore. It's in a drawer.
Used it about 6 years ago when you first bought it. And it's so huge, Kevin. It has like 20 pieces to it. It takes up an entire cabinet in our kitchen.
Yeah. Are you tired, overweight, lacking energy?
Yes.
Do you wish you could look and feel young again?
Yes.
You can by unlocking the power of natural juice Jack LaLanne's Power Juicer.
Yes. Who knew it would take up a whole
best
cabin.
Juicer in the world?
Okay,
it does take an hour to clean afterwards. But,
all right, what was the Grady?
Oh, the Grady.
What's the Grady?
Yeah, he doesn't use the juicer, but I will give you this. You do wear the free hat that came with the juicer.
I do,
oh,
yes.
That's embarrassing.
Yes, he wears that quite often.
Okay.
In our kitchen, we also have a Grady, which is supposed to be a device that quickly grates cheese.
Right.
Doesn't work.
How many hours have you spent grating cheese, slaving over a cold grate?
Not that many.
None. No hours.
My wife, I get these wonderful presents. She never uses them.
Yeah, well, food processors.
The slap chop.
The slap chop. All right.
Slap chop.
Do you use that?
I have never used the slap chop.
Hi, it's Fitz with Slap Chop. You're going to be in a great mood all day because you're going to be slapping your troubles away with a slap chop.
Now, you're in a great mood all day because you're slapping your troubles away.
Carrie, have you ever tried, and I'm sure you have, to say, hey, Ralph, these items may seem good at the time, but when we get them home, we don't really use them and they turn into crap and it's just storage.
You know, Kevin, I had that conversation with him at Christmas.
Right.
When this last Christmas.
He didn't give you one of these for Christmas.
My gift for Christmas this last year was the Snuggie.
Yes.
The Snuggie.
Mm-hmm.
And a Ceramic Pro hair iron, which I did try, and it made me look like a chia pet.
The Ceramic Pro, I think you used it wrong. I'm not.
But that way
it's
he
really
didn't
hard
have
to use a hair iron wrong.
That way he didn't have to give you a chia pet because you were turning into one.
That's right.
He gave you that for Christmas?
That's what he gave me for Christmas.
Because she has to go to a place to get her hair straight. I think here she could do it at home with the Ceramic Pro and have her hair straightened just like a pro.
You're so lucky.
And the Snuggie's gone, too. I don't know what she did with
what
the Snuggie.
What happened to the Snuggie? Ralph couldn't have been more excited about the Snuggie.
Well, I'll tell you, Kevin, I get in trouble sometimes because one of Ralph's jobs at the house is to take the trash out.
Right.
Including the recycle bin. And one time I threw out some of the things Ralph purchased, including this massive stair that he bought for the dog.
Yeah, doggy steps.
It was like a big shag step with paws on it.
So Reggie could get up on the couch in the bed instead. He's got a bad back.
This is actually an intervention, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. And he put it in our bedroom. And every time we had guests come over, I would hide it in the closet so nobody would see that we had it.
Doggy steps are great.
And so I threw that away along with several other items, and Ralph found them in the trash.
Oh, that probably didn't make him very happy.
I was heartbroken.
Carrie, hold on one second. All right, listen, we're going to take calls if you bought crap from the TV. 1-800-5-
It's not crap.
It is crap.
It's miracles of modern innovation.
1-800-520-1067. You bought crap from the TV. All right. Is the list done, Carrie, or do we have more that runs?
Oh, no. We have more.
All right.
God, what else?
Run them down for us real quick.
Well, let's just run down some of the ones we haven't talked about. The ab wedge.
Oh, the ab wedge.
Okay. The bender ball.
Oh, the bender ball.
If you don't mind, just throw in use it. Don't use it.
Don't use it.
Okay.
Stick and click lighting.
Oh, the stick and clicks.
Don't use it.
Don't. Okay.
Perfect patch grass seed. Never use it.
I didn't get around to patching the grass with that.
Never used.
The Sham Wow to wash your car. You've never washed your car.
Okay. I take it out to get
windshield
washed.
Wonder.
Okay.
Never used it.
Never used. Clean the windshield with it. And the inside of your windshield. It's like a handle on a windshield cleaner from the inside, so you don't have to reach down there by the dashboard.
But never used it.
I've never used it.
The Mighty Trilogy, which is Mighty Fix It Tape, Mighty Mend It, and Mighty Putty.
Oh, the Mighty Putty. I have used that.
Used or never used?
No, we've never used that.
All right, good.
Well, that's not true. You may have used the Mighty Putty in your bat cave.
I did. I used the Mighty Putty there, and it's wonderful.
All right.
Wonderful. And my personal favorite, which he actually uses when we're out on the town, we'll be sitting at a restaurant, and he will pull the owl out of his wallet.
The
and
owl!
Use it to read the menu.
What's the owl?
It looks like a credit card.
Yeah.
But it has a clear window with a little miniature battery inside, and it's like a hidden magnifying glass that lights up.
It's a magnifying glass with a light in it, Kevin.
Oh, you have it right there?
Yeah, look at the owl. The owl.
But it's disguised as a credit card.
Yeah, so it fits easily in your wallet. You no longer have to struggle to see in low-light situations. So, it's got a light on it and a magnifying glass, and you can read the menu with ease.
So, Carrie, I'm counting as 11 or 12 or 13, somewhere in that area.
It's around there, and that's not all of them because I didn't have time to make the full list. The worst one he ever did was the reflux wedge.
The reflux?
What is that? Oh, yeah.
That was a wedge he bought when we brought Olivia home from the hospital, and she had reflux as a baby.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was this massive wedge with a Velcro contraption mounted on it, and he used to put her on the wedge and strap her in.
You so Velcro
that she
the
would
baby
be
to the wedge.
At all times.
Exactly.
Child abuse.
It was helping her.
You
Velcro your kid to your wedge.
State employee right now going, I need to take a look into this.
No, it was very helpful.
Oh, Carrie, God bless
you. She kids. That's all. She kids.
Carrie, God bless you.
Yep. You're a saint.
I'm sorry. You're the best.
I still love him.
That's amazing to me.
Honey, I'm getting you the perfect meatloaf pan for Christmas this year.
He loves it.
I can't wait because all I make meatloaf. Never.
You will once you get the perfect meatloaf pan.
First, we're talking about you bought stuff off TV. You just can't help yourself. You saw this.
Hi, Billy Mays here for Mighty Putty. The easy way to fix, fill, and seal virtually anything fast and make it last.
You got
Mighty Putty.
You got the Mighty Putty.
Mighty
right?
Putty rules. Let me tell you something. You know, remember, everyone uses it now in your laundry. You use OxyClean now? OxyClean in the laundry? OxyClean started with Billy on television. You can only get it on television. I used to buy it. And everybody, oh, you're crazy. You're buying all these gimmicky merchandise. Oh, that'll never work. It rocks, and now everyone uses it, and I rule.
That's not what your wife said 10 minutes ago.
She didn't mention the OxyClean. No, she has to bring up the doggy steps. She has mentioned all the good stuff that I buy.
So you bought crap off TV. Now, here's my thing. My thing is if you watch those infomercials, they will get you.
Every
it doesn't
time.
Matter. Like, I'll watch them and I'll go, this is stupid. You keep watching, all of a sudden you go,
That's why I needed the little giant ladder.
Maybe they've got something. Is that the one where they can put it on steps and
you
stuff?
You can put it on any position you want, little giant.
And then if you stay there, you will end up purchasing that item. You don't have any choice.
No, you don't.
So I hit the channel changer immediately when I see one of those because I know it's just going to be a waste of money and space.
Right.
I turn up the volume because I know it's going to be a miracle of modern innovation.
And then it isn't. All right, let's go to Joe. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Joe, what exactly?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, thank you. What did you buy off TV?
Okay, well, I bought that magic putty that you just had.
Yeah, Mighty Putty.
Oh, you bought the Mighty Putty. It doesn't work. Yes.
It doesn't work.
Worked for me.
Didn't work for me. That one I bought, total waste of money. Also bought the Slap Chop to the space.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I think he said Slap Chop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slap Chop doesn't work. It ends up just, the blades weren't sharp at all. It just smashes everything. It takes up more time looking for the thing than it did to just pull out a knife and cut it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Also bought the ShamWow. That was a waste.
ShamWow
waste.
That's
the last thing I bought. That's the last thing I bought. Never gonna
did
buy
you
it.
Buy this phone from the TV? Because that doesn't work either. Thank you for the call,
Gil. The mighty phone.
We appreciate it.
Why use a real cell phone when you can just talk through a piece of wax paper and a comb?
All right, let's go to Vince, who also bought some
Vince! From... Is this the Vince?
Vince? Vince from ShamWow? Oh, he's not there. Hey, Vince.
There he is.
Are you there?
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, what did you buy?
The magic meatball.
The magic meatball.
What does it... It makes meatballs?
What is the magic meatball?
Because they're so hard
is
to
it
make.
Is it like a spoon?
It's kind of a grid. It's like a grid that you put over basically a sheet of meat, and you kind of wiggle it around.
Right.
Wiggle it around, and balls come out?
Yeah, pretty much.
Balls of meat. And you use that on a daily basis?
No. Not I either. Haven't used it in probably 5 years.
Okay. Do you still have it?
Yes, I do.
See, that's the problem, is you think, hey, that's worth something. I may use it someday.
Magic meatball, I gotta look up that one.
No, you don't have to look it up. He's only used it once,
Ralph. I'm getting the perfect meatloaf already. If I had the perfect meatloaf and the magic meatball, I'd have meat for days.
We need a 12-step for you. We need some kind of... Let's go to Miranda. Miranda, hi.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good, thank you. You're watching television, and you had to have what?
It's this... I don't know the exact thing. It's been a couple years, but it's this Con Air machine. And what you do is you put your hair in these little clasps. And it's supposed to twist your hair and braid your hair. Well, my aunt bought it for me because I wanted it so bad. And I have really thick, curly hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I used it, it completely destroyed my hair. I had dreadlocks. And
sweet.
I kept giving it a try to see if I did something wrong. And I just kept getting dreadlocks. And I finally threw the thing away.
Wow.
Throw it away.
Maybe she ordered you the Con Air dreadlock maker.
Yeah. Maybe it was doing its job and you were just, you had the wrong one.
I think so.
All right. Thank you for the call. Did anyone get this?
The Better Marriage Blanket is back and better than ever with new and improved scent barrier technology.
Scent barrier technology.
Yes.
It's the Better Marriage Blanket.
So you can fart underneath the blanket.
That's it.
Are you serious?
And it doesn't bother your partner.
Oh, my God.
How do people not buy that one?
I never got that one.
You should.
I don't have that big problem.
That's not what Carrie says.
How dare you, sir?
Let's go to Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi. What did you buy?
Actually, I didn't buy it. My dad bought shake weight for the entire family for Christmas last year.
Everybody gets a shake weight.
And now you're all in shape.
Your arms are all buff
shake
now.
Shake weight is the flab-busting breakthrough that trims your arms and shapes your shoulders at the same time.
He got one for everybody for Christmas? Did he say, hey, everybody open these all together?
Yeah, pretty much. I think he bought like 6 or 7 of them, and we all had to open them together.
Yeah.
And how often have you used it?
Mine's still waiting in a box to give out as a white elephant gift this year at a Christmas party.
I like it.
All right, flabby arms. We don't want to look like the rest of the family. It's fine with us.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Casey. Hi, Casey.
Hi.
Hi there. What did you buy?
I bought that NADS hair removal system.
Oh, NADS.
Yeah. it's from Finnmark or Denmark or someplace.
I don't think there's a Finnmark.
Finnmark. From the Netherlands. I don't know. It's genius.
It's the one you use instead of Nair, right, that gets your hair off?
Yeah, they show commercial. The guy has a bald head. They're ripping it off. All the side hair comes off, and it's painless, and it's awful.
It's not good.
Yes. Okay. Certainly not painless.
You put it on your bikini line, and I was crying for an hour because it can't come off it.
It does look like some sort of goop you put on there, but then it comes right off, and it's a miracle.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Neve. Hi, Neve.
Hey.
What'd you buy?
It wasn't actually me. It was my mother. Mm-hmm. About maybe 2 years ago, my mom ended up buying the ShamWow.
Okay.
And ever since, it's been like this miracle item in our house. If something spilled, I'll grab the ShamWow if we were doing the car. Grab the ShamWow.
Yeah, it holds 20 times its own weight.
Shut up, Ralph.
It's awesome.
So she uses it all the time?
All the time. And she got a lot of them, but she has these really ratty old ones.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad tried throwing them out once, and she went mental on it.
Good for her.
Like, she just ended up yelling at him and screaming at him, like, what are you thinking? These things are great. They might have holes in them, but they still work.
That's right.
She went mental over the ShamWow.
My wife throwing out our doggy steps. Snuggy.
Your wife did the right thing, and your mom did the right thing, Neve. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph is here for another look at the Showbiz Beat, and then we have Olivia Munn.
We have not even talked about the Gyro Bowl.
What's that?
The Gyro Bowl rules.
I've never heard of the Gyro Bowl.
It's a bowl that you can put snacks in and stuff. It's really meant for kids.
Right.
That's why I got it for Olivia. And it's got handles on the side. But anyway, you hold it, the bowl always stays upright because it's built on a gyroscope.
Oh.
Ah. So if you're carrying the bowl down by your side, even though the handle is facing down, the bowl is still facing up. So anywhere you turn that handle, bowl stays up.
And where is that?
Gyro bowl! It won't spill! It will not spill.
Where's the gyro bowl right now?
I'm sure it's in a cupboard somewhere.
Maybe that's what you need
Look,
to take
away. Look, I can't help it if the people around me don't see the genius. If I have vision and the rest of the world's wearing bifocals, who's at fault? Not me. Not me with 20/20 vision.
But you only have 20/20 vision when you pull out your credit card, not when it comes to the house.
Dear God.
All of a sudden you're blind.
Love the gyro bowl.
You don't use it.
I love it.
You don't
it.
Use any of it.
If I was eating snacks, I would put it right in the gyro bowl.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, I hope you're like me. Oh, before I get to showbiz news, let's give away some more passes, shall we, to Moneyball?
Yes.
Moneyball, the new movie with Brad Pitt, Jonah Hill, Robin Wright, Philip Seymour Hoffman, the story of the Oakland A's general manager, Billy Beane, who changed baseball by putting together his club on a budget with computer-generated analysis for the first time ever. Fascinating story. Looks very entertaining.
I'm not a baseball fan, but how often does someone come along that changes the sport?
I'm with you.
And the way they do things. It looks fascinating.
This is in theaters everywhere on September the 23rd. We're having a special advance screening on Wednesday, September the 21st. If you'd like to attend, first three callers right now at 1-800-520-1067. First three callers at that number will get a pair of passes to see the advance screening of Moneyball. Okay, back to showbiz news. I hope you're like me. And you had the wisdom, not only to order the gyro bowl, but
you're not like it.
To download and copy those pictures of Scarlett Johansson.
They're gone?
They're gone.
Wow, that was fast.
Good thing we did.
Her attorney, Martin Singer, released this statement late yesterday. Sent it to various gossip sites, including The Dirty and Media Takeout, that were featuring Scarlett's pictures that were stolen off of her cell phone. He demanded a cease and desist. And said they had to remove the stolen, copyright-protected private photographs of Ms. Johansson or face immediate lawsuit. Were they really copyrighted?
Yeah, how do you do that?
You copyright?
Did she send them to the patent office and patent her boobs and her ass?
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
The highly personal and private photographs at issue capture our client self-posing in her own home in a state of undress and or topless. He writes,
yeah,
this is the hottest press release ever. If you fail to comply, you will be acting at your own peril. Please govern yourselves accordingly.
Wow.
He writes.
Only lawyers write govern yourselves.
He is threatening lawsuits to anyone who posts them. So sites have been pulling them down. I think a few of them still have them on out there, but I'm just saying.
Take the risk, someone else.
Just saying. Hey, Buzzkill, Martin Singer, why don't you just relax?
That guy. What would he need him for?
Bet you if there were Roseanne Barr photos, everybody say, oh, feel free, have a good day, enjoy yourself.
Yeah, but no one wants those.
No, that's why. Makes me furious. Mila Kunis, her website, her cell phone was hacked as well. Photos from her site have been leaked to Perez Hilton and some other sites. I don't think anyone's actually published them yet, probably because they're not of Mila. There are three compromising pictures, according to sources, of Justin Timberlake that he sent to Mila.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
Well, if you say so. I've never seen Justin's butt. In one picture, Justin is lying shirtless in a bed. Another picture is Justin wearing pink panties over his head.
Is that bringing sexy back, would you say?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And the third one is a picture of a penis. No word on whether it is Justin's penis or not, but there is an assumption going around that it is.
Penis, penis, penis.
Justin's timber.
Nice.
See what I did there?
Nice. How do you do it?
No word yet if anyone's going to publish these, but they were sent to Perez Hilton by someone known as Hollywood Leaks, who claims to have hacked into the phone and got a hold of the pictures.
Isn't that illegal, and can he be prosecuted?
Yeah.
And why is he saying I did it?
I don't know. He's the prime suspect, it says in this story.
Huh.
FBI is investigating, by the way. There's a ton of celebrities who have been a victim of this in recent days, and they're taking it very seriously. Christina Aguilera, Vanessa Hudgens, Miley Cyrus, Jessica Alba, Demi Lovato have all been victims of this kind of hacking, so we'll have to wait and see.
I don't want to be a buzzkill because I enjoy these photos, but maybe it's time for celebrities to learn not to keep their naked photos on their phones.
Paul F. Tompkins was in yesterday, and we were talking about it. He said, what's wrong with the digital camera? They're this big now. They're the size of a credit card. You can just use that and take all the naughty pictures you want and then just leave it in your house.
Yeah.
No one's going to hack into it and get them.
Right.
To which I responded, what about the good old Polaroid? I love the good old Polaroid. They still make a Polaroid. You can take a Polaroid picture. I have a hard picture like that. And you put it in a safe. No one can get to it. And it's sexy because it looks dirty. It looks like a crime scene photo. It's even hotter. Come on now, celebrities. Use your heads.
But don't, so because we enjoy it.
That's true. How else would we see them if it wasn't for that? Lindsay Lohan. acting up again. She was at the supermarket last week, loading up on chips, cookies, ice cream, and some sort of injections for her lips, I can assume, from the photos I've seen of her recently. She was in the 15 items or less line at the supermarket with over 20 items. One shopper pointed that situation out. Apparently, Lindsay wheeled around and told her to mind her own effing business. And then things got worse when Lindsay got to the front of the line. Imagine you're behind Lindsay Lohan. She's got over 20 items. You're just trying to get a gallon of milk and go home at the end of the day.
Right.
Yeah, you say something to her, she barks at you. Then she gets to the front of the line. No money. No credit card, no cash.
Did she not know that when she went into the store?
She was not familiar with the money for goods barter system, apparently.
Does anyone get free food?
No. The attendant at the counter said she'd have to put everything back. Lindsay stormed off, according to witnesses, and even lost a blonde extension on her way out the door. She even lost some of her hair. So it wasn't a good day for Lindsay.
And she's putting on weight.
She's putting on a lot of weight.
That girl's fat.
There's a photo of her today I saw. She looks like she's 45 years old. I swear to God. She's 25. She looks just beyond rough. Tragic. Tragic. At least she's not holding up liquor stores anymore, whatever she was doing before.
I don't think she was holding up.
I think she shot a dude. I think she shot a guy.
You're not thinking of the right
person. She was dressed as a Gumby costume,
nope.
I remember, I think.
That was a different guy. And he turned himself in, by the way, Gumby.
Gumby turned himself in.
Because his dumbass friend went in without a costume, so they knew who it was.
It doesn't help if your accomplice is just showing his face to the security camera and you're dressed as Gumby. It doesn't really matter what kind of costume you're wearing.
Guy tried to rob a store, tried to reach in for a gun, couldn't pull it out, and left 27 cents of his own money there.
Yeah, his money fell out on the floor, and he just walked out.
Loser!
Today's celebrity birthdays, Chelsea Kane, she's 22 years old today. Heidi Montag's 25. Tom Hardy, who currently can be seen in Warrior, is 33 years old.
Go see that movie this weekend.
Dina Loewen, mom of Lindsay and Allie. Allie the Crypt Keeper. She's 49 years old today. Legendary former NFL quarterback Dan Marino is 50 years old today. While we're talking football, Seattle Seahawks coach and former USC coach Pete Carroll's 59. Oliver Stone, the director, is 45. And Tommy Lee Jones, his buddy, who's used in many of his films, is also 65 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Coming up, we have Dr. Phil, who had the first interview, maybe you've heard of it, of Casey Anthony's parents.
Oh, that's kind of impressive.
Yep. He landed it. He did it. He yelled at him for a while. And then he yelled some more, and it was on a couple days ago, and it was on yesterday, and it's on Monday. He's splitting it all up so that he can sufficiently yell at them for a long time.
Smoke it.
And I don't know what he was expecting, like they're going to go, hey, our daughter did it. She killed her daughter. But I know that every news outlet wanted to get him, and Dr. Phil's the one who got him.
Yeah.
And he's not a real doctor. I know that. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we have Cousin Sal.
Oh, I love him.
Jimmy's Cousin Sal talking football. We have Tim Goodrich, who is going to be, he's the chief television critic for The Hollywood Reporter, and he's going to be talking about the Emmys.
Excellent.
So we have any idea what's going on this Sunday night? That's coming up as well. Let's see, there are people out of another interview. We're going to talk to Olivia Munn in a second. She's in this new movie, I Don't Know How She Does It.
I just saw the trailer for that yesterday.
This is a You movie, isn't it?
Totally.
This is definitely a You movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's Sarah Jessica Parker, and she's having trouble balancing children with work.
Well, who doesn't? It's difficult.
Meeting.
Yep, just a second.
Oh, is that a Rice Krispie?
Oh.
I hope.
Oh, it's just dried pancake batter.
Kate Reddy. Oh, well, she is the best fund manager we have at the company. She works really hard, really, really hard. But she has these creepy pictures of her kids on her phone, and she's always telling these adorable stories about them. They're not adorable.
Yeah. That's Olivia Munn. She plays a person that hates kids.
It sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Sarah Jessica Parker.
I'm a big fan. I do not.
Well, that's okay.
So I see this, and I go, okay, let's see. Horseface is the star.
Hey, stop.
Olivia Munn is the other star.
She looks good in it.
Does Olivia Munn...
Yeah, you like Olivia. Now what are you going to do?
Does she balance out Horseface? It depends on the size of the role. If she's in it a lot, maybe. But Horseface...
Greg Kinnear's in it.
Greg Kinnear's in it. I like him.
Love him. I think he's so good.
She talks to the screen a lot, just like Sex and the City. She also...
She might once or twice. I don't know if she does it a lot.
She also does the voiceover. She does that just like Sex and the City. So this has all the earmarks of...
I'm in.
I'm scared.
I am in.
And yet Olivia Munn's
in. Pierce Brosnan.
But Olivia Munn won't talk to us. So now what?
I don't know. You may be off.
Now what do I do? Like, she was the only saving grace for this particular movie. I just watched the trailer. I thought I was watching Sex in the City 3 or 4, whatever they're on.
Oh, this will be way better than Sex in the City 3. That was terrible.
You won't.
This will be better.
Because?
Because it looks, the cast looks great.
Pierce Brosnan is in it.
It looks fun.
Christina Hendricks is in it.
Yeah, how about that?
Good, good. Olivia Munn is in it. Good.
So we hear.
Horse face.
Stop with the horse face.
It's a little scary, I'm
Stop
saying.
It.
I'm just saying it's a little scary. Olivia's not going to talk to us.
She's
so
not our
on.
Friend.
We're
going to
move on.
Okay.
All right, I'm out now. I'm out for sure. I think they're doing that with their mouths.
They are.
I don't think so.
They are.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It's 937. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman is here with another look at the showbiz beat.
It's like that show with Nick Lachey, whoever it is, the sing-off, or this Sing-A-Lot, or Sir Sing-A-Lot, or Sing Upon a Time.
It's Sing Upon a Time.
Yeah, Sing Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Where the whole band's just Acapulco. Just everybody's Acapulco.
Acapella, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought they were all from Mexico.
Nope.
No. But they get out there and they do all the parts with their voices.
With their mouths.
They don't do any. There's no musicians whatsoever.
Right.
That's great.
Have you watched
it? I'm watching that show. Is it on yet?
I don't know.
Is it over?
I haven't.
Anything?
I'm not paying attention to that.
Speaking of watching things, let's talk about some television.
All right.
Please.
Last night, New Survivor. They got me again. I'm hooked.
Really?
One episode.
I can't
one episode.
Believe you're watching.
I am hooked.
That's a great show. Still,
it is a great show, and I think we all forgot about it. I didn't watch for seasons, but I watched last season.
Okay,
kind of got caught up in it, and so my wife really enjoys it, and so she said, "Can we watch the premiere again?" I said, "Yeah, I'll give it a shot." Boom! Now I'm in. Now I'm hooked. Good show.
It's hard to find time for a lot of shows.
Coach
that you
is back. Coach.
Stick with.
Coach is back.
Didn't
he
watch
was
the
Dragon
season with
Slayer.
The coach.
He was the Dragon Slayer.
Okay.
Yeah, he calls himself the Dragon Slayer. You gotta love a guy who calls himself the Dragon Slayer.
That's quite a nickname.
Yeah, it's a good time.
He gave himself.
Anyway, check that out. Also, is anyone watching My Alphas yet? Anybody followed up on Alphas? You're watching Alphas now?
Yes.
Good show?
Yes.
Yes. Great show.
Started as a good show. Getting better, I think. Didn't start so strong.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it from Jump Street. Yeah, and I think it's just been amazing all season long. It's like what we wanted Heroes to be. It's like better. It was like all the promise of Heroes it's following through on.
Right.
And also has like an X-Files kind of deal to it, too.
And that chick is hot. What's her name?
Both of those chicks are hot. The one who can push you.
Yes.
She tells you what to do with her mind. And then the other chick, the Middle Eastern chick who can smell really well and see really well. And her senses are super heightened. She's like a human forensic lab.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's amazing.
Yeah, hot.
The whole show is good. How about the kid who's autistic, but he can look at waves
Texts.
Through the air. And he's like, oh, no,
cell
wait
phones.
A minute. Oh, I'm going to ping the cell phone. Oh, no, leave me alone, Bill. Oh, no, leave me alone. It's like Bean with a power.
I'm turning into Ralph. This scares me.
Ralph
is great. It's good stuff.
Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, check it out Monday nights.
I'm Ralph. I need to reconsider.
You should be so lucky. You spent all your time being Kevin. How'd that turn out for you? Try being
Not
me
so
for
well.
A little bit and see how it works out. I would say it would be a crazy idea to change horses.
I wouldn't say being me is a rousing success, if that's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Speaking of me, why don't you come out Saturday night, see Hollywood Babylon with me, and I think I'm saying, sometimes, you know, I overstate things. Sometimes I give into the hype, but I think I can safely say that this Saturday night, up at the John Lovitz Comedy Theater at City Walk at 10 p.m., I will be doing Hollywood Babylon with my special guest co-host, Brad Williams, who I can safely say is the funniest dwarf comedian working today.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of any others, but I'm with you on that.
Well, how convenient for me that no one can throw another one in my face and prove me wrong. Brad and I will do it at 10 p.m. Saturday night. Go to thelovitz.com or babylonralph.com to get your details and tickets. Oh, this Michaela Salahi, she's special. She's magical. I love her so much.
She is great.
I told you yesterday, she was, for those of you who don't recognize the name, she was on a show called The Real Housewives of Washington, D.C. Her and her husband famously crashed a party at the White House that gave them a certain amount of publicity, and then they got addicted to the press and the limelight, and they went on this Real Housewives show, and then she tried to get on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, and just before they started shooting, they threw her out of the rehab because they realized she wasn't addicted to anything. She just wanted to be on television.
That's so weird. Did
Pathetic.
She think that she was going to fake withdrawals or something?
I
Is
guess.
That her plan?
Yeah, I guess.
Huh.
So anyway, her husband, Tariq Salahi, yesterday made a bunch of calls to TMZ and to some law enforcement agencies saying, my wife's been abducted, and I think the abductors are forcing her to make phone calls saying she's fine and don't look for me anymore. But I know that she's been kidnapped. And it turns out she ran off with the guitarist from the 70s band Journey, Neil Sean. She was found in Memphis, Tennessee, where they're currently on tour, and she's been banging this classic rock guitarist the whole time behind her husband's back. And now he found out, not the good way.
After complaining yesterday that she was kidnapped.
Abducted and saying that the authorities aren't listening to me, and someone please help me, my wife's been kidnapped.
Well, this is a bizarre story from the beginning because she called the police and said she was fine.
Right, but he said...
And then he called the police and they were like, we already heard from her.
Yeah, but then he said, no, they're forcing her to say that. The abductors are forcing her to make these phone calls.
Have a gun to her
she's
head?
Fine. Yeah, exactly.
I'm fine.
Turns out she had a guitarist's penis to her head. That's why she was making those phone calls.
And an old one.
yes. But she's a pretty sporty looking broad for a housewife from Washington, D.C.
Sure.
He is sort of a doughy welcome mat who obviously is getting walked on. And I just feel sorry for this guy. He's being cuckolded, as they used to say, in the most flagrant way. And I feel sorry for him. But it makes me laugh at the same time. Henry Cavill, Superman. Currently filming The Man of Steel, the new Superman movie, which I am not behind because they took his pants, and I don't like that.
What do you mean they took his pants?
His pants are gone. Now he's just got a big blue unitard on with no red pants anymore. The costume has been ruined.
And that's the make or break it for you?
I miss the red briefs.
Good.
I like the traditional Superman costume with the red briefs.
I'm happy that I'm not becoming you now.
However, Frida Pinto is also in the film.
Ooh, from Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's very hot, and she thinks he is very hot.
Yes?
She says he is bloody handsome, amazingly dedicated, and has not so much a six-pack, more like an eight-pack.
Yikes.
His middle is incredible, she said. I'm assuming she means his stomach.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Close to his legs. Yeah, she can't stop talking about how handsome he is and what an amazing actor he is.
Work out like a mother effer if you were going to play Superman?
Right? Trust me. You just get in the gym at 6 a.m. and you don't leave until November. November, I think. You just stay there. You eat there. You sleep there. You just stay. Because what bigger pressure in the world can there be to have Superman's body? That's how I got my body. I thought I was going to play Superman, and then it turns out not so much. So
when was that?
That was... let me think. 83, I guess, is when they offered it to me.
Yeah, they didn't offer it to
me. No, they didn't. Mm-hmm. Madonna wants you to smell like her.
Nope.
Come on. Don't you want to smell like Madonna?
She looks like beef jerky. Do I want to smell like that? No.
Beef jerky and entitlement, apparently, is what her scent smells like. She is in negotiations with Coty, the legendary fragrance company, to make her own scent. Now, they've sort of cornered the market on celebrity smells, this company. They've already got Lady Gaga, Beyonce, and Jennifer Lopez. They've done all those fragrances.
And the ones that are successful.
Just a money machine. Just an ATM.
Literally hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
It's crazy. No wonder she's getting into it.
They've also got male colognes endorsed by Beckham and Tim McGraw, and she wants to be in business with them with her own smell. So soon, maybe for Christmas, you can smell like Madonna. Hair dye and lubricant. I'm guessing is another chance it might smell like. ScarJo's lawyers telling all of the websites to take down her naked pictures.
What?
My response is just give me like two more minutes and then you can take them.
Oh!
Give me a couple more minutes and I'll be finished with them. His name is
Mark. I was finished yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I have a stronger refractory period than you do. Martin Singer is his name, and he sent a cease and desist letter to such sites as The Dirty and Media Takeout, saying that they're in possession of stolen, copyright-protected private photographs. They should pull them off their sites immediately or face a lawsuit. The highly personal and private photographs at issue capture our client self-posing in her own home in a state of undress and or topless.
And she looks great.
She looks dynamite.
Come on.
If you fail to comply, you will be acting at your own peril. Please govern yourselves accordingly.
What does that mean?
It means take them down.
No.
And we were debating earlier today if personal photos, what process do you have to go through in order to have them be copyrighted?
Yeah, because you said they were copyrighted.
Yeah. Right. I heard from a lawyer who sent us an email this morning, said the minute you press the shutter on a photo that you're taking, a personal photo, it is considered your personal copyrighted material.
You don't have to do anything
you don't do
to
anything.
Copyright it.
Just the act of taking the photo and having it be in your possession makes it copyrighted material.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Who knew?
I did not know that, but now we do. Mila Kunis, her phone was also hacked, we found out today. Only the compromising photos that were stolen from that cell phone were not of Mila.
What?
TMZ is reporting that Justin Timberlake is the focus of the three compromising photos that are currently being shopped around.
Excellent!
In one of the pictures, this is according to Prez Hilton, who received the photos via email from the alleged perpetrator of the hack. In one of the pictures, Justin is lying shirtless in a bed. Yeah.
Not interested!
How about Justin wearing a pair of pink panties on his head?
Yes.
Funny.
Like that I'm interested that. In.
And in the third one, there is a picture of a penis, but there's no one's face in the picture, so it's hard to identify exactly who is the owner of said penis.
Does it turn a little to the right?
Wait a minute. Lisa,
wait
a minute.
How do you know?
Is there a mole?
A
little bit of a right turn.
They don't know if it's Justin's or not. However, it is in a box, so they're thinking perhaps... Thinking perhaps it could be his. That could be the indicator right there.
I think he walks around like that all the time.
I'm saying he had a big hit. Maybe that's how he just wanted to promote himself. Today's celebrity birthdays. Tommy Lee Jones, one of our best actors, 65 years old today. He was so good in Captain America. I thought he was very entertaining in that film. No one to confirm.
I never saw that movie.
Didn't see Captain America?
I was sick that weekend.
Why do you hate America?
No, I was sick.
Why do you like Nazis? Why are you on the side of Hitler?
What are you talking about?
Captain America fought the Nazis.
Oh, okay. I want to see it. I didn't see it then because I was sick that weekend, and then new stuff comes out. It's hard
to catch
up.
You are the Red Skull. You are the Blonde Skull. That's what I'm going to start calling you.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
That's right. More like communism. Oliver Stone, very talented director, 65 years old today. Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll, used to be a coach here locally at USC. Mm-hmm. He's either 59 or 60. We can't really figure it out. Yeah. Dave is kind of shaky today on the birthdays. I'm not sure if he's actually nailed them all down. But
do you think it's time to stop relying on Dave?
I don't know why I let him continue doing that job. I guess I'm just too lazy to do it myself. So any information is better than
no
information.
He's mediocre at it at best.
He is kind of hit and miss. Dina Loewen, matriarch of the Loewen clan. She is 49 years old. Actor Tom Hardy, who I've been saying is 33 all day, is actually 34 years old today, we found out. He is in Warrior, of course, the MMA movie. That's such a smash hit. Everybody's talking about it. Kevin loves it.
That's a great movie. Go see it.
I don't want to excite you too much, Kevin, but rumor has it from the higher-ups here on the Kevin and Bean Show that we may be talking to Mr. Hardy.
Oh!
Tomorrow?
Wow.
Tomorrow, perhaps?
I don't know how to put a definition on that sound. Great.
Yeah, I know you're a big fan. You'll get
chance
to tell
him. That movie was so good, and it only made like $5 million. It's a ripoff.
We'll be talking to him unless he uses Olivia Munn's cell phone, and then we probably won't be talking to him because she doesn't care enough to call. Heidi Montag is 25 years old. Actress Chelsea Kane celebrates her 22nd birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to talk to John Darryl Boyd, who hosts a show on, I believe it's TLC, about I Faked My Own Death. And we have Discovery Channel, I apologize. We have done this topic before, and it's shocking how many people will call in and admit that they, at one point in their life, tried to fake their own death.
Yeah. Olivia Munn did that this morning.
We have Cousin Sal talking about NFL betting. Mm-hmm. Not that he knows anything about it, but he's going to guess.
No, I can't wait for the football this weekend.
We have Tom Hardy from The Warrior.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Warrior, come out and play.
It's Friday. That means we got the movie beat and LaQuisha tomorrow morning takes a look at Jersey Shore. That's all tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.